This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. It's Friday Night Lights. Time for Bradford Owls High School football on WESV Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com. Let's go Owls. Here's Cameron Snodgrass with all the action on WESB Sports.
Good afternoon and welcome to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. I am Cam Snodgrass, joined by my partner in broadcast, Ryan Mackey. Right now we are having some technical difficulties with Ryan, so I'm going to carry us through this pregame. So the Owls are coming into this game after a rebound win against the Otto Eldred Terrors, where we saw kind of like a coming out game for Logan Kohler and a couple of the offensive players. We saw Braylon Austin getting involved. We saw the defense coming alive with three turnovers last week. Now we are hoping that we can carry that momentum over to this week three game against Punxsutawney, who Punxsutawney is coming in to this game with a 2-0 record. So we did make the drive down to Punxsutawney, and from what I can tell, there's a lot of people out here, a lot of people that are excited for Punxsutawney football. We know that they've been good the last few years. And we do see that the Owls have made continuous improvement from week one against the Port Allegheny game to the Eldred game. So hopefully we can keep up the momentum going into this game. Something that I wanted to touch base on that was last week is we had the three turnovers. We had Logan Kohler, who had a phenomenal game. He had another 90-plus yard punt return for a touchdown. Braylon Austin, who was playing receiver on the final play of the first half, he caught a 75-yard touchdown pass from Andrew Giordano, who was our starting quarterback.
So look forward to seeing
what's Oops, sorry, we had there. More technical difficulties. Sorry. But now we're focusing on what Punxsutawney is going to do, and they have a three-headed monster at running back with Maddox Hetrick, who's also their quarterback, Bo Thomas, and Jordan Rutan. So that's something. So it's something that we got to look into. But it looks like they're going to do the national anthems. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with the starting lineups presented by Kathy Obermeyer, ERA Team VP Real Estate. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction does everything from the ground up, including excavation, concrete, and foundation work, carpentry, landscaping, and more. See Gleason for bulk ground products as well, like mulch, gravel, topsoil, and salt for wintertime. See them at GleasonConstruction.com to see all they can do for you.
Toji's Substation is the friendly fun place. Always the best homemade food in town, prepared right in front of you. Giant fat subs, great pizza, meaty chicken wings, and hand-smashed burgers. Plus delicious soups, chili, and huge salads. Also a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beer, including Toji's Buck of Beer Specials to go, and the fastest six-packs in town. 50 years of great food and fun, and they're open 7 days a week. Whether you eat in or take out, get always fast service and delicious food at Toji's Substation, 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
When you need help on the road, like a flat tire, out of gas, jump start, lockout, or need a tow, even secure indoor storage for towed vehicles, remember this number, 814-331-3260. That's Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260. Save it in your phone because you never know. Flat tire, dead battery, need a tow, or if you're out of gas, Bud's got your back, 24-7. New business, same guy you know. Give Bud a call if you need a tow. And if you've had an accident, be sure to ask for him by name. Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260.
Real estate is not a trend, it's a fact of life. Whether you're buying or selling a property, call a professional before you begin your journey. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy will take the time to provide you with the information you need to help you make the best real estate decision. Kathy has years of experience in the real estate market and can educate you in making the right choice. Her motto is, planning is key. Call Kathy Obermeyer with ERA Team VP Real Estate today to discuss your present or future plans. Call 814-368-3994.
298 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. It looks like we may have fixed the issue that we were having. So now we're joined by Ryan Mackey. Ryan, how are you feeling?
I'm nervous. I was nervous there for a minute. I didn't think I was going to be able to join you tonight, but it seems like we got it under control. Hopefully everything's coming out okay on the radio side of things, because it sounds okay on our end. So ready to just get some football going on. I'm curious on what exactly is happening here tonight, because you got a lot of, it looks like a veterans memorial type of thing going on.
Yeah.
They got a lot of, looks like former Marines and veterans and stuff like that. Maybe homecoming. I'm not quite sure what exactly it is, but they have some sort of special event happening today. So, kudos to them down there, men and women down there, and they are obviously veterans. So,
I think they might be doing something honoring the veterans, because when I was walking up to the press box, they were talking about veterans. But we got to do our Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate, the starting lineup is presented by her. Ryan, do you want to go ahead and give us the starting lineup?
Yep. So for your Bradford Owls, it'll be the same as usual. We'll have at quarterback Andrew Giordano, at fullback Tommy Langdon, at halfback Logan Kohler, the other halfback being Fabian Shirk. At left tackle, you got Blake Callahan. At left guard, you got Sean Ward. Center, Jacob Abers. Right guard, Bryce Thomas. Right tackle, Braden Little. At tight end, Caden Keyshore. And at wide receiver, Braylon Austin and Colton Miller will share responsibilities. Defensively, we run the 4-2-5 base defense. We have our defensive ends, Andrew Giordano and Bryce Thomas. Our defensive tackles, Caleb Mackey, no relation. And Braylon Little. Our middle linebackers will be Sean Ward and Tommy Langdon. Our outside linebackers will be Matt DeCasper and Caden Keyshore. Our corners will be Fabian Shirk and Braylon Austin. And at safety, it will be Lucas Wallace.
All right, and that's our starting lineups presented by Kathy Obermeyer, ERA Team VP Real Estate. We got the national anthem playing, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Owls Football. This is at Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We just heard the national anthem, which Punxsutawney did a heck of a job on that. It was actually a pretty good rendition of it.
Wait, were they playing that?
Yeah, they were playing that. That wasn't an overplay.
I could have sworn that was over CD, something like recorded.
No, that was them.
Really nice. I'm genuinely impressed then, because I honestly thought that was recorded. So great job by the marching band over here at Punxsutawney.
Ryan, you got any scoop on what Punxsutawney is going to bring to the table tonight for the Owls?
Oh, well, I will tell you that from the research that I've done this week, Bradford's defense has their work cut out for them.
Okay.
Looking at last week, Punxsutawney had a big win, 49-35, over our next week opponent, Dubois. And they only had 627 yards.
That's all they had.
And they came away with 5 interceptions on defense. They had 1 forced fumble that was recovered by them. The D9 player of the week last week was actually Punxsutawney quarterback Maddox Hetrick. He accounted for over 350 yards and 5 touchdowns last week. And offensively for Bradford, they got to deal with a team that also had 6 sacks in week 1 against Brockway. So you got your work cut out for you on both sides of the football. You're going to have to bank on Logan Kohler and Tommy Langdon because Mr. Giordano has not thrown too many passes, hasn't shown that they're willing to do that a whole lot yet. But, I mean, Logan Kohler, number five nationally right now in total return yards, number one in the state and six in District 9 in rushing yards per Max Prep. So he's got some ability. They're going to have to bank on him to really get this offense going if they want any chance of keeping up with this offense. That seems to be prolific.
And one thing I noticed looking at the roster and some of the stats is they look like they're a pretty old team. I'm seeing a lot of seniors on here. Maddox Hedrick, a senior. Bo Thomas, a senior. Jordan Rutan, a senior. Just looking down at the whole list, so they're pretty experienced. And this is the same Punxsutawney team who has made some noise in District 9.
Yeah, they do have a sophomore wide receiver, Max Prestloyd. He's got five catches for 160 yards for the season so far and a touchdown. So he's a younger kid, but for the most part, they are very top-heavy dominant, very senior-led. If you look at their total yards, their seniors dominate that. Tackles, senior and upperclassmen dominate that. There are some sophomores that are sprinkled in there at the bottom of the list for tackles, but for the most part, this is a very dominant upper-class-led team. And when you have three, four seniors that are really good football players and very good athletes, you have a good football. You nine times out of ten, you have a good football team, and that's what Punxsutawney has right now.
Yeah, and it looks like Bradford won the toss, and they elected to defer. So we're going to wait to see what that is. But one thing I wanted to touch base on is the physicality. I think Bradford last week, they kind of got bullied around a little bit by the quarterback from Aldred.
Yeah.
And I think that might be what the key to the game is, because you have to kind of spy the quarterback. If it's Maddox Hedrick, who accounted for, what would you say, 350 yards of total offense?
Yeah, more over 350 yards.
Yeah, you're going to have to account for him. That's something that I'm sure Coach Pooley and them all have a game plan on. And apparently he wears number zero and number two, looking at the roster.
I see him. He's out in the middle of the field right now as a captain, shaking hands with the veterans that are out there. Not a big kid.
No,
not. Just looking here from the press box, he's not a big kid, but does not mean anything at all.
Nope.
Could have a very good center of gravity, could have very good contact balance, so not underestimating anything at all. Looks like he's getting ready to warm up in front of us here. So throws a nice little zip on his ball. Whoever's throwing it to him, not so much. Just sailed it on him. But, yeah, I mean, he's their main weapon. They do have a couple running backs in Bo Thomas and Jordan Rutan, both of you mentioned earlier. They're both willing and able and capable of performing. So we'll see what they do. They have a very balanced attack, and Bradford's going to have to be on the lookout for literally everything.
But I want to bring up some good things about Bradford, too. Is that, like I said, we saw energy last week. We saw excitement. We saw a little bit more discipline, too, which obviously the first game of the season, playing against a team like Port Allegheny, who's also probably the game of the night in the state of Pennsylvania. They're playing Central Clarion, both runner-ups in the state last year. But, yeah, I think they got the kids that can be physical. I think the line played a lot better last week on both sides of the ball, offensive and defensive line. But you're really going to have to keep an eye out for number zero for the quarterback. And the Owls are getting ready to kick off. Keyshore getting ready to kick. Arm goes up, and we're off. We got live football from Punxsutawney, and they're going to return the ball at the 15-yard line, and he's going to find a little seam, and he's going to get out past the 30, right around the 31-yard line. So that's where Punxsutawney is going to take over on offense.
Yeah, so right here, coming out in this first possession, Bradford, I think, needs to make a statement on defense. He needs to get a stop here. Don't allow Punxsutawney to get some offensive momentum going, and I think that'll go a long way towards helping Bradford's confidence against such a dynamic quarterback.
So we'll see how this defense hold out. And you can really tell a lot from the first play of the game, too. You can tell who's going to set the tone. I think it's the most important play of the game is the first play of the game, because you're going to find out about physicality. But Punxsutawney's going to come out in a wing tee. And he's going to shift the running back over to his left, and it's going to be a fake handoff, and it looks like it's going to be a shovel pass, and Patrick is going to keep the ball, and he's going to get past the 40, and he's going to get pushed out of bounds at the 45-yard line, so it's going to be good enough for a Punxsutawney first down.
Yeah, so it looks like right there, just based off of that, it looks like they've kind of run some sort of option offense out of the wing tee.
A speed option, yeah.
Could have ran a pitcher out there or kept it, which he did keep it, and now they're in a hurry-up.
Maddox did a nice rollout, had a couple.
And me, if anyone knows anything about me, I love hurry up offenses.
Well, that was definitely,
so he's going to come out. This is a modified wing T. So now he's going to audible, which you don't see a lot of in high school football, a lot of audibles.
No,
so being a senior quarterback, now we got a bunch formation to the right. And here comes the snap. And it's going to be a pitch to Rutan, who's going to get out of the backfield. He's up past the 50, and he's going to be met.
Put a hit on him.
Put a hit on him, and he's going to be brought down at the 51-yard line.
Logan Kohler, who comes off, comes out of his position to make the tackle there. But right there, you see a lot of pre-snap motion, a lot of pre-snap movement from the Punxsutawney side, and that's definitely going to be a little bit of confusion there for the Owls. They have to keep an eye on that.
So it shows like they want to go hurry up, and then they kind of slow it down. They get in an audible. So it looks like they go hurry up, but they like the look that they get. But here's going to be a snap. It's going to be the handoff to Rutan again. He's going to get out past the 45-yard line. He's going to get brought down right at the 41-yard line by 58, which I think is Jacob Abers.
Yeah.
Yep. First down, good run by Logan.
Yeah, right there. The one thing I've noticed, though, is Hetrick, I don't know if it's on purpose, I don't know if it's scheme-related or how it's drawn up, but he has a very exaggerated handoff that's very prominent, which I wouldn't be surprised to see him pull a couple of those back in and run himself.
So here's the snap, and it's going to go to Rutan again, and he's going to be met in the backfield, but Rutan,
tough runner.
Yeah, keeping his feet moving, and he's going to push the ball out past the 40 down to the Owls' 37-yard line. It's going to bring up a second down and six for Punxsutawney.
Yeah, right there, just a dive up the middle there, and was met by three or four Owls at the line of scrimmage and was able to keep pumping his feet and keep running. So he's a physical runner, even though he's not very big.
To the right and the left for the Chucks.
Which I love the no huddle.
Oh, I like the no
huddle. So now we got a bunch formation to the left of Hetrick. And here's a snap, and it's going to be a fake handoff. And he's got a open receiver to number 13. And he's going to be brought down to 20. That's going to be good enough for a first down for Punxsutawney.
That's senior Logan Moore on the catch, who is their leading receiver so far this season. And you can see why, because he was wide open in the middle of the field, ran a great route, ran a crossing route, across the middle of the field. And Maddox Hetrick doing a good job not really bailing out in the pass. He did have some room to run, but he decided to get the bigger chunk play and get the ball downfield to his favorite receiver.
So it'll be first down and 19 for, or first down and 10 at the 19 for Punxsutawney. And we're going to get a massive audible here. And it looks like we're going to have a trick play here. Hetrick out at the receiver position. It's going to be a wildcat snap to number 9 for Punxsutawney. He's going to get out. He's got some room to run, and he's going to get popped. I can't tell by who. Who was that?
Is that Logan Kohler?
Logan Kohler with an early nomination for your Love Toyota collision of the game. Yeah, he's going to get down to the 5-yard line regardless, but Logan Kohler made sure he wasn't getting in the end zone.
Yeah, that's number 9, Matt DeCasper. Oh. No, that's Bradford's roster. Sorry. Bradford's roster. But number 9 for Punxsutawney with a nice run. Right. Yeah, that kid's got some good size to him. But Logan Clark came down and put a lick on him.
And quick snap by Punxsutawney. He's going to be stopped short. It's going to bring up a second down and goal at the Bradford 3-yard line.
3-2-yard line, yeah.
Chuck's looking to punch it into the promised land.
We're not a very good angle up here,
no. In our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes, Matt Minnick is our contestant. So if the Owls score this quarter, you're going to win a free value pack from Toji's Family Restaurant. We got a handoff, and it's going to be a touchdown for Punxsutawney. Logan Moore in for the Chucks here. So that's going to bring the score 6-0 with 8:58 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, really, really simple off tackle there to the left-hand side for Logan Moore, who does have some rushes under his name, not necessarily the main running back, but he does have some – he's a kind of do-it-all gadget back for them. He does a lot of receiving, does a lot of rushing, but pretty simple walk-in touchdown for him.
Yeah, and that was his first rushing touchdown of the season. So we got number 8 for Punxsutawney up the kick, and the kick's up, and it's going to be good. So Punxsutawney here in the first quarter, we'll take a 7-0 lead with 8:58 to go. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We just saw a quick, pretty daunting drive by Punxsutawney to march the ball down the field. Little to no resistance by the Owls. So Punxsutawney comes out swinging first after the 3-yard touchdown run by Logan Morris. And now it's Bradford's turn to respond, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, that's a quick, what, 2-minute drive?
Yep.
Yeah, 8:58 left in the first.
No, it'll be 4 minutes, or 3 minutes, sorry.
Three-minute drive. A lot of no huddle, and we said Bradford needed to come out and get a stop to really get some momentum going, and Punxsutawney did not allow that to happen. They were all business in the first quarter. They're all business in their first possession.
So the kicker for Punxsutawney is Owen Roken, and he's going to kick the ball. It's going to be a squib kick, and it's going to be fielded at the 33-yard line, and that would be Matt DeCasper. He had nowhere to go, so the Owls are going to take over at their own 27-yard line.
Yeah, Logan Moore on the kick coverage there, who just scored the touchdown. He looks like he's a strong kid too. He had a high arm tackle and was able to just rip him down. And I mean, that's usually at this level you're not able to tackle like that very well. But he had no problem bringing him down.
All right, so now we get our Owls again. Our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes winner for the first quarter, Matt Minnick. If the Owls score here in the first quarter, you're going to get the free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't, no worry, you're still going to get the lunch special from Toji's Substation. And we got Fabian Schirkenmosher. It's going to be a quick handoff, and he's going to be met by 3-4 Punxsutawney Chucks, who dug a hole out of the ground and tackled Shirk for, it looks like it's going to be a 4-yard loss. So it's going to bring up a second down and 14 for the Owls.
Yeah, that's leading tackler Bo Thomas for Punxsutawney, and he set the edge very well and just was able to just meet Shirk there right at the handoff, essentially. Wasn't able to get going and get any momentum going.
So it's going to be second down and 14 for the Owls. They're coming out in their wing tee. Logan Kohler, Fabian Shirk at your wing backs, and then you have Tommy Langdon as your running back, Andrew Giordano at quarterback. We got Logan Kohler in the motion, and it's going to be a handoff to Logan Kohler. He's trying to set the edge. He has the speed to get around the edge, and he's going to get out to the 25 and fall down at the 28-yard line. So he's going to get past the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up a third and long for the Owls.
Yeah, on the right side, Logan looks like he wanted to get that ball cut up field, but good defense by Punxsutawney filling the gaps. But Logan's quick enough. He's able to make that a positive play, even though it might not have been for most other kids, but Logan's a physical runner. He's willing to take on that contact, so love seeing him given that stiff arm.
All right, so third down and 9 for Bradford, and Bradford's going to go shotgun here. Tommy Langdon to the right of Andrew Giordano. Still showing the wing T position. Braylon Austin on the field. And here comes the snap. And he's going to – the pass is intended for Caden Keyshore. It's going to fall incomplete. So it's going to bring up fourth down and 9 for the Owls, which looks like it's going to be a punting situation.
Yeah, number 10, Jaden Greenblatt on the coverage there for Punxsutawney. And honestly, Caden was probably better off dropping that ball because he was going to get lit up if he would have caught that, because Jaden was in perfect position to lay a pretty good hit on him. But right now, that's not what you wanted to see for Bradford on your first offensive drive. You don't want to see something like that, especially after just giving up a touchdown on the first play of the game. You got a punt. Here it goes. Straight ahead. And Logan Kohler had a chance.
Oh, there's going to be a face mask there.
And number 1 had a chance as well. Lots of broken tackles, and number 1 for Bradford.
That's going to be Lucas Wallace. Lucas Wallace called for the face mask, yep. So it's going to give him more yards.
Again, tackling high. That's the risk you take when you go to tackle high, is you run the risk of grabbing a hold of that face mask, and that's what's going to happen. So looks like there was 2 flags thrown. I don't know if both referees just saw it from different angles and tossed it. They're both in the same area, so I'm assuming they're both seeing the same thing.
No, Lucas Wallace, a former Raptor who I've coached for at least 7 years of football, knows better. And he knows that we got to break down the tackle. So I'll give him a pass on this one because that's his first penalty of the year. So that's going to bring the ball out to, looks like, the 47-yard line of Punxsutawney.
I'm looking over there. The board's confusing me.
So Punxsutawney already in good field position off the punt.
So 47-yard line. I was looking at the board over there. Got to pay attention to what's going on on the field, not on the scoreboard.
Patrick ready for the snap, running back to the right, which is Rutan. Here comes the snap. He's going to roll out to the right, looking for a receiver, and he's got 13 wide open. And he's going to get popped again by Logan Kohler. It's going to be good enough for a first down. Logan Kohler here in the first quarter making his presence known on defense.
Yeah, Logan Kohler not one to be afraid of making contact in any way, shape, or form. And Logan Moore got on the catch for Punxsutawney, but Logan Kohler's letting him know that he's out there.
Yeah. So it'll be first down and 10 at the Bradford 41-yard line. And Bradford jumps off sides, and that's going to be a penalty. That's going to be against Bradford, so it'll be an offside. It's going to move the ball up 5 yards. It'll be first down and 5.
Yeah, right there. If you're understandably for Bradford's defense, you're trying to get a jump on that offensive line to try to get some pressure on Hetrick. But you got to stay disciplined and watch the ball and understand that that's probably what they're looking to do is just get some yards.
Yeah, because you're going to hurry up, too, so you're getting anticipated on defense. You're trying to anticipate the snap.
Yeah.
So first and 5 at the Owls' 42-yard line. We got that bunch formation again to the left of Hetrick, and here's the snap. And it's going to be a handoff to Rutan right up the middle, and he's got some space, and he's out to the 30. Oh, Logan Moore. So he's going to get out past the 30. He's going to pick up about 10. That'll be good enough for a first down for Punxsutawney, who holds a 7-0 lead with 6:56 to go here in the first.
Might be one of the first times we've ever seen a counter ran on in a high school level.
Right.
Logan Moore stepped to the left initially and then exploded off to the right-hand side and had a wide open hole to the right side of his offensive line. And, I mean, he runs hard.
So we're going to get a first and 10 at the Owls' 28-yard line.
In the backfield.
Rutan's going
to
shift
out there to the right.
And here's the snap, and it's going to be.
And
he's going to be wide. That's number 9. And number 9, that's going to be Bo Thomas for the Punxsutawney. They're going to score in a 28-yard touchdown pass. That's going to bring the score Punxsutawney 13, Bradford 0.
Yeah, real quick, that's an NFL, that's something you see in the NFL, actually college and NFL level, honestly.
That's an RPO.
Yeah, it's an RPO play action. Quick little slant route for Bo Thomas out of the slot position and was able to break a couple tackles and score very quickly. And again, it's your seniors for Punxsutawney that are leading the way right now, and that's what we kind of warned Bradford about was those are the guys you got to worry about.
Yep, and the kick is up and good. So Punxsutawney will take a 14-0 lead with 6:50 to go here in the first quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB.
Metallico of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallico offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico pricing.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. So we just saw a 28-yard touchdown pass by Hetrick to Bo Thomas. And the extra point was good. So that's how we get to Punxsutawney 14, Bradford 0. Bradford getting ready for their second drive of the game.
Yeah, now if you're Bradford, you almost have to have some sort of positive momentum going for you, or else they're going to be digging themselves a hole that they're not going to have an easy time getting out of. So Bradford's got to come back and have a...
It's going to be another squib kick.
Fumbled.
And that's going to go to Lucas Wallace, who's trying to shift, and he's going to be met by a pack of chucks. A pack of chucks. So he's going to get out to the 27-yard line, and that's where Bradford will take over.
Yeah, so now for Coach Puglio, do you stick with what just did not work right there and hope that you kind of – I mean, I don't think you wore him down in the first drive. You only had 3 plays.
Well, I think that you have a game plan. You always script your first 10 to 15 plays of the game, and then you kind of adjust after that. So I think they're going to stick to the script. So we're going to get the wing T formation. Logan Kohler in motion. It's going to be a handoff to Logan Kohler again to the outside. And he's going to get out to the 30-yard line. He'll pick up 2 or 3 yards. He's going to bring up a second down and 8 for the Owls.
Yeah, hit hard there by Logan Moore. He, again, this bunch of tiny team is very physical. Bradford's going to have to match the physicality in order to get back into this game, because right now Punxsutawney is much more physical on
that play. We did have a missed block. I couldn't tell who it was, but there was a missed block, and if we hit that block, we're probably getting another 7-8 yards. So second down and 7 for the Owls, and here's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon, who's out past the 30. He's going to be met by 13. He's going to get up to the 35-yard line. He's going to pick up 5 yards, and that's going to bring up a 3rd down and 2 for the Owls.
Yeah, Tommy Langdon off to the right side there. Fabian Shirkesh did a good job setting the edge there and allowing Tommy to break free a little bit. That's, I think, the longest play of the game already for Bradford. So good job by Fabian Shirk helping his teammate out, setting the edge for him and allowing Tommy to get some positive yardage here.
So 3rd down and short for the Owls. We got our wing T formation. We got Braylon Austin on the field. No motion this time, and it's going to be a direct handoff to Tommy Langdon. He's got a stiff arm on it. He's going to be brought down in the backfield. He's going to lose 5 or 6 yards there on the carry. So now it's going to be 4th down and 8 for the Owls.
Yeah, right there. They tried to go to the left-hand side and just not able to get anything. Punxsutawney had a lot of pressure right off the gate. As soon as the ball was snapped, it right in the backfield. Nothing really Tommy could do.
So Bradford is showing, there we go, they were showing that they may have, they're going to go for it until they got a look at the Chucks defense. So here's the punt. It's up, and that's a good punt. And it's going to be returned at the 33-yard line. He's going to break one tackle, and there's going to be a penalty flag on the field. So regardless of the return, good tackle by 9, Matt DeCasper. But this is going to come back for a holding against Punxsutawney.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're going to get holding or a clip. But Logan Kohler was definitely touched when he was trying to go in to make that initial tackle.
So we'll see what the penalty is.
I don't know if Punxsutawney knows that this penalty is against them.
Yeah, the student section is saying you can't do that. That was against your own team.
So, yes, you cannot do that.
No, they're correct. You know, student section undefeated this year.
They are undefeated.
And there's going to be a holding call. So it's going to bring the ball back to the Chucks' 25-yard line, where they will take over on offense.
Okay, so now you've seen a couple of different looks from the Punxsutawney's offense. So Bradford's defense probably not very comfortable with what they're seeing at the moment. So now I feel like that a lot of that motion is a lot of wasted motion. I feel like they already know what the play is. I think they're just kind of looking to confuse the defense a little bit. And so far it has worked. We'll see if that continues.
So Hetrick for the snap, and he's going to hand the ball off to Bo Thomas, and he's got the edge. And one man to beat. He's going to break the tackle. He's out past the 50, and he's going to be brought down deep right into Owls territory at the 46-yard line. So big gain by Bo Thomas, who is coming alive for the Chucks. You know, the name we're not really calling is Maddox Hetrick, but they really haven't had to use him because you got the other role players picking up on him.
Yeah, I mean, looking at their team, they're nobody that carries the ball heavily for them averages less than 5.8 yards a carry, and you can see why. Running back to the
left side for the Chucks. So Hetrick back for the snap, and he's going to roll out to his left looking for a receiver, and he's going to set up for the deep pass.
Oh, he missed it.
He had a man wide open, just overthrew him by probably 3 yards. So that could have been bad for Bradford.
That was blown coverage. I don't know who didn't pick up.
That would have been safety.
I don't know if that was young Lucas Wallace that's back there at safety that didn't pick up Greenlatt.
I don't. Lucas Wallace is not playing safety. It's Logan Kohler. Lucas Wallace is playing outside linebacker today, it looks like.
Oh, they switched him.
Yeah.
Logan was lined up at corner at one point. So
2nd and 10 for Punxsutawney at the Owls' 41-yard line. And Logan Moore in the backfield. And here's Hetrick with the snap, and it's going to be a handoff right up the middle to Logan Moore. And he's still breaking tackles.
And he's out down past the 30, down to the 28-yard line. So Bradford not doing good at tackling right now.
No, no.
They had him.
Yeah, Logan Moore is running. Actually, all of Punxsutawney's running backs are running through Bradford defenders, and now we have a Bradford player down on the field. I believe that's I can't quite tell the number. I didn't want to assume.
Yeah, you know what they say when you assume.
What do they say?
It's just bad. You're not allowed to. So yeah, I can't tell. It looks like it's going to be Matt DeCasper.
Yeah.
Looks like he might have gotten shooken up there on the tackle. But just your reminder that Matt Minnick is our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes winner for the first quarter. So if the Owls do score in the first quarter, Matt, as a reminder, you are going to get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, no worries, Matt. You're still getting some free food from Toji's. You're going to get the lunch special from Toji's Substation. So, Matt, have your fingers crossed. Hopefully we can get some points up on the board here in the first quarter. There's 3:55 to go with Punxsutawney holding the lead. So early on the first quarter, what are you seeing?
I mean, just Punxsutawney's out muscling and out physicaling Bradford right now. But I will say that they've had a couple big plays on the ground here, but it doesn't seem as consistently moving the football as they were on their first drive. So Bradford's doing a better job. They're bending but not breaking, but bending too much, right. if that makes sense.
All right, so Matt DeCasper looks to be good, so Punxsutawney comes back on offense. So Hetrick ready for the snap. And it's going to be a handoff. And
Head him in the backfield.
Head him in the backfield again. That's the 21. He's going to get some positive yards. He's going to pick up one or two yards, but he's going to be brought down by 55, which is Braylon Little. So they'll bring up a second down and 8 for Punxsutawney.
Andrew Giordano came off the edge there, was ready to make a tackle in the backfield, and unable to wrap him up, unfortunately. And again, it's shoulder to hip. That's how you're trained to tackle, and unfortunately Andrew just tried to reach with his arms too much.
Yeah, you gotta win your gaps too when you're going against a offense that's like this. You have to win your gaps.
Yep.
So Hetrick ready for the snap, and it's gonna be a fake handoff. He's gonna roll to his right and have Bo Thomas wide open, and he's out past the 20, down to the 10, and he's gonna get in for a touchdown. That's gonna be a 27-yard touchdown pass from Hetrick to Bo Thomas. So that's going to bring the score. Punxsutawney 20, Bradford 0. 2:47 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, like I said, that's exactly what I was kind of alluding to earlier. Was Hetrick has an exaggerated handoff, but it makes that play action look so good because he really extends that handoff out. Then he pulls it back, and defense is completely fooled. And Bo Thomas able to just roll off to the right-hand side and make a couple people miss, and into the end zone he goes.
So here comes the extra point. The kick's up, and the kick is good. So that's going to bring the score. Punxsutawney 21, Bradford 0. 2:47 to go here in the first quarter. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We just saw another mimic touchdown, another 28-yard touchdown pass from Hetrick to Bo Thomas. Extra point was good. So here in the first quarter, Punxsutawney holds a 21-0 lead over your Bradford Owls. And Punxsutawney is getting ready to kick the ball off. And we saw already two scrim kicks by Punxsutawney. See if they go for a third. They don't want to kick to Logan Cole.
Don't want to kick to the nationally ranked returner.
And there you go. Oh, I would have let that bounce and get it to Logan. So it's going to be Colton Miller with the return, and he's going to get out past the 30, out to the 35-yard line. So Bradford will take over at their own 35-yard line after the 15-yard return by Colton Miller.
Yeah, so right here, I'd really like to see Giordano open his arm up a little bit, maybe take a shot, because right now that defense is ferocious, and you got to kind of get him back on their heels a little bit, so they're not just coming bearing down on you, because right now that's all they're doing is they're controlling the edge, they're setting the edge, and not allowing those outside runs that Bradford likes to run to be effective outside of a couple of Tommy Langdon runs.
And it looks like that's going to be the case, because we're going in shotgun now. Two receivers closest to us. And here's the snap. Logan Kohler in motion. It's going to be a shovel pass to Logan Kohler. Penalty flag on the field. But Logan Kohler's got some room to run. He's going to get out to the 40, so he'll pick up 5 yards. But we're going to wait to see what the penalty flag is. And it's in the backfield, so 9 out of 10 times it's going to go against the offense. So
that flag was awfully quick after the snap, though.
Might be a illegal motion. So, yeah, illegal motion by Bradford. So it's going to back him up. It's going to make it a first down and 15 for the Owls at their 30-yard line now.
Yeah, which is unfortunate because you have a little bit of positive yardage there trying to chip away to get a first down. But now with the illegal motion, now it makes it really difficult being, it's going to be first and 15 now. So doesn't make your job any easier as an offense to do that when you're shooting yourself in the foot.
So play call's coming in by Bradford. And if I'm Bradford, I'm taking my sweet time right now because we're seeing how quickly Punxsutawney's scoring. You got to keep your defense off the field to kind of catch your breath.
Yeah, give him a minute.
So we've got the wing tee here at the first down and 15. We've got Fabian Shirk in the motion. It's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon and not fooled by anyone. Oh, no, it was a handoff to Logan Kohler.
Fooled you.
It did fool me. It didn't fool Punxsutawney because that's going to be a pickup of no yards. They're going to make up a second down and 15 for the Owls.
See, Punxsutawney had a smart strategy there. Nobody gains any yards if everybody gets tackled.
That's right.
If you tackle everybody, nobody's going to get any yardage. Because both Tommy Langdon and Logan Kohler both got tackled on that play.
So clock winding down. There's a minute 40 to go here in the first quarter. Punxsutawney holding a 21-0 lead. Matt Minnick, we are hoping for an Owl score here on this drive here within the next minute and a half. So you can get the value pack meal from Toji. So here's high snap. It's over Andrew Giordano's head.
They're getting on it.
And you just got to fall. He's not able to recover. And that's going to be a fumble recovery for a touchdown. And that's going to be a fumble recovery for a touchdown for Zach Blues.
Wow.
And now the score is going to be Punxsutawney 27, Bradford 0.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for Mr. Giordano down there because he snap goes way over his head. He's got really no chance of catching that snap. And then he was getting ready to dive on it and just accidentally kicks it back even further out of his reach. And Punxsutawney was right behind him anyways. But that's just bad luck and unfortunate for him. And the kick adds insult to injury, honestly.
So now the score after the extra point is up and good. Punxsutawney 28, Bradford 0. Minute 16 to go here in the first quarter. We're going to stick around. So I think what we have to see Bradford do is you got to be able to set up the play action. And by doing that, you have to be able to establish a run. And they're not doing a good job, and it looks like they're getting beat off the block on the offensive line.
Yeah.
And you got to be able to open up a gap because the stretch plays that you're running with Logan or Fabian, it's not going to work. Punxsutawney's ready for it. So you got to be able to win up front. You got to win where the guard positions are and the center position in order for anything else to work.
Yeah, and right now Bradford has really tried to set the edge, and Punxsutawney has not allowed that. So maybe the weak point of that Punxsutawney defense is up the middle, and they're just doing such a good job setting the edge because they're not very strong in the middle. So maybe you do have to start attacking that guard-center defensive tackle combination and see what you can do there.
And we found success last week against Eldred when Andrew Giordano was running the ball right up the middle doing quarterback keeper. So maybe that's something that they switch to because now you're in a – do or die mode here, and here's a squib kick, and I'm going to let that go so Logan Kohler can get it or let it go out of bounds. So it's going to be a penalty, which Punxsutawney would rather have a penalty than Logan Kohler return the football.
I think so. I think when Punxsutawney was watching film, they said, hey, we cannot allow Logan Kohler to get any opportunities on the kickoff return because if he does, he, like I said, one of the nationally ranked kick returners in the entire country right now. He's a very good electric player. So we're hoping that he can get the ball, but Punxsutawney is not allowing that to happen on the kickoff returns.
So the Owls are going to set up at their own 35-yard line. Minute 16 to go here in the first quarter. Bradford with a mountain to climb up already here early on in the game, down 28-0. So Andrew Giordano is going to come out of center. We got twins, and we got motion by Logan Kohler, and it's going to be a snap again by Andrew Giordano, and he's not able to get it. He does recover it, but now he's going to get pushed back to the 20-yard line, and that's going to be a 15-yard loss by Andrew Giordano. So it's going to bring up a second and 25 for the Owls.
Yeah, that snap hit him right in the chest, hit him right where he wanted it, was unable to get a hold of it. Might be a little bit of nerves now that he had
the nerves, because now you're already in your head, so you got to – at the quarterback position, you got to have short-term memory.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You have to – whatever happened the previous drive, it's in the past, and you got to be able to move on. But that's hard to tell a high school kid who's trying to be Superman at the quarterback position. So we got motion here. It's going to be a handoff to Logan Kohler. And we got a good block there.
Ooh.
But I can't tell who that was, but he blew up Logan Kohler.
Number 55.
55 for Punxsutawney. That's going to be Braden Trithart.
Braden Trithart.
Trithart, yeah. 20 seconds to go. He's going to blow it up, and Bradford, I'm assuming, will probably be good enough. We'll call this a quarter.
I mean, I would let it go.
Yeah. So Bradford's going to call it a quarter, which means we're going to call our quarter. Matt Minnick, you are still going to receive the free lunch special from Toji Substation. So Bradford is going to be down 28-0 to Punxsutawney here at the end of the first quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you suffer from moderate to severe arthritis, knee, hip, or shoulder pain? Do you suffer from hand arthritis or plantar fasciitis? Have you been told that you're not a candidate for a joint replacement or don't want a joint replacement? Injections no longer manage your pain? If yes, then transarterial musculoskeletal embolization, or TAME, is a non-surgical treatment option now offered at Allegheny Vein and Vascular. Dr. Robert Tejera offers a minimally invasive procedure that blocks abnormal vessels in the joint that are responsible for inflammation and damage to the joint, leading to pain, stiffness, and swelling. This quick, safe, and nearly painless office-based procedure is covered by Medicare and many other insurances. Please call their office at 814-368-8490 to schedule your consult today. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call today and tame your pain.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. All Punxsutawney in the first quarter. We got a 3-yard touchdown run by Moore, and then 2 28-yard touchdown passes from Patrick to Bo Thomas, and then a 30-yard fumble recovery touchdown for Zachary Blues, and all the extra points were good, and that's why we have our score, Punxsutawney 28, Bradford 0. And Bradford on offense here with a big third down and 23, and couldn't tell who that was. Was that Andrew Giordano, the quarterback keeper?
No.
Or was that the Tommy Langdon?
He had a handoff to Tommy.
So Tommy Langdon, yeah, there's not much that you're doing with a third down and 23.
No, they tried to fool Punxsutawney's defense by running a fake toss out to Logan Kohler and sneaking it up the middle. But, again, Punxsutawney's defense is very, very disciplined. It's that those edges are staying home. Their linebackers are staying home. They're not fooling for a whole lot. They're very good at keying the ball.
So 4th and 22, and here's the punt by Bradford. Not a good punt whatsoever.
It's going to
bounce at the 40-yard line, and it's going to go out of bounds at Bradford's 42-yard line. So Punxsutawney is going to get a gift here from Bradford with good field position.
Yeah, that's not something that Bradford needed, was to give them a short field, especially with how efficient this offense has been so far. But if you're Bradford, now that you've come out of the first quarter, you got to take a break for a second, maybe cool your nerves out a little bit.
You just got punched in the mouth,
yeah,
is what happened.
You did, yeah. So now it's how do you respond to something like that? You had the quarter break. You got to rest, talk about some things for a minute. So now, what do you do?
You got to get a stop on defense. You have to do something. So we're going to get trips formation on to the right of Hetrick. And he's going to get ready for the snap. And we got motion. And it looks like it's going to be a swing pass. And Hetrick's going to throw the ball. And it's going to be just a little low, intended for Bo Thomas. So it's going to be incomplete. We'll be second down and 10. Bradford with good coverage there.
Yeah, very good coverage there. I can't I don't have the roster in front of me, but number two for Bradford. Was in coverage. He almost had a chance to pick that off.
He did. He was close, but he
had a very good chance to pick it off.
Yeah, Bradford had the swing route covered, and they had the slants covered, so good job there. So Punxsutawney with a second and 10. We got two receivers closest to us up in the press box. Hetrick ready for the snap, and it's going to be a handoff.
Wide open
space. And he's going to break a couple tackles out in the open space. And Rutan just keeping his legs moving. And
there's going to
be a face mask against Bradford, too. So Rutan's going to get down to the 11-yard line, and it's going to be half a distance to the goal on top of that. So they're going to be in business at, looks like, the 8-yard line.
And I'm not going to lie, you could have drove a Mack truck to the size of that hole that was there in the middle of the field for Rutan to run through. And not quite sure. I think Bradford's defense might have focused a little too much on Maddox there. But Rutan ran through a massive, massive hole on the right-hand side. And he's a tough runner. Made a couple people miss, broke a couple tackles, even had a face mask, and was still trucking. I mean, he's a tough physical runner.
So they're going to spot the ball at the 10-yard line. So it'll be first down and 10 for Punxsy. And here's going to be a handoff to Rutan. He's going to get out, and he's close. And I think he's going to get brought down right at the 2-yard line. So it's going to be second down and 2, or maybe 1 for Punxsutawney after the Rutan run.
Yeah, Logan Kohler with a touchdown-saving tackle there because he had his eyes on the end zone. And again, right off to the right-hand side there, wide open for Punxsutawney. Bradford really having no answers for that right now.
Yeah, we got trips right with Rutan, or with...
Watch Bo Thomas, that tight end on the left-hand side.
Patrick ready for the snap. And it's going to be a handoff to Rutan, and he's going to walk in uncontested. And that's going to be another touchdown, Punxsutawney. The score is going to be Punxsutawney 34, Bradford 0, 10:21 to go here in the second quarter.
Yeah, they really liked running that play action rollout for Hetrick, but chose to go with a simple right handoff to the right hand side off the right tackle there. And Rutan just basically able to just walk into the end zone. No real resistance from Bradford's defense there.
No. So looks like they're going to go for two. Punxsutawney. So Patrick ready for the snap. And it's going to be a keeper for 13. And a two-point conversion is going to be good. So the score will be Punxsutawney 36, Bradford 0. This is Bradford Owls football on WESV Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESV Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESV Sports, B107.5 FM, WESV Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We had another quick drive, which was ended in a 2-yard touchdown run by Rutan. And the 2-point conversion was good. So the score is 36-0, Punxsutawney, 10:21 to go here in the first half. So Bradford not doing well on the edges.
No, and that's basically what it's come down to is that they're being manhandled in the trenches, and that's all it's boiled down to so far in this game is even when they do have a chance to tackle, they're not making tackles the way they should be.
Yeah, to call a spade, they're being played like a fiddle right now.
Yeah.
And here's the kick, and it's going to be returned by, looks like, Lucas Wallace, and unsure of where to go. He's going to get out past the 25, brought down at the 29-yard line. So that's where Bradford will take over for the next drive in our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes winner for our second quarter is going to be Brenda Abrams. Brenda, if the Owls score, you're going to get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, no sweat, Brenda, because you're still going to get the lunch special for Toji's Substation.
Do you have a preference there?
Do I? I love both if you equally, but I will, if I had to choose,
yeah.
Family Restaurant.
Okay.
If I had to choose, because I like the calm setting, because at the substation, if I have my kids, we're going to the substation, let them play the arcade games. It's fun for all ages at Toji's.
That's right.
And we're going to hand off to Tommy Langdon right up the middle. And Punxsutawney said,
not so fast, my friend.
No, no.
The edge isn't working. Right there, yeah.
Edges isn't working.
No.
We said maybe try in the middle. That's not working.
No.
Well, that didn't, it didn't work there. We'll say it didn't work there. But you got to the defensive line and the linebackers for Punxsutawney seem to just have like a tracker on the football. They Bradford can't seem to fool them in any way, shape, or form. They're not able to get anything going offensively right now.
So we're going to come out of the wing tee again. And Giordano's going to throw it back, and he's going to throw off his back foot. And it's going to be intercepted at the Punxsutawney 47-yard line. So I will tell you this. When playing the quarterback position,
you never, ever want to throw off your back foot.
No.
And Andrew Giordano looks like he did a fadeaway there, and I don't know if he feels like he's being pressured, but he had time to get up, set his hips, set his feet, and fire off the pass. But I think it was just a one route. Looks like it was a one option.
Yep.
So he was do or die right there. So Punxsutawney's going to take over in good field position near the 50-yard line at their own 46, 47-yard line.
And give Punxsutawney's cornerback credit there. That was a beautiful catch.
Oh, wow.
Interception. Diving catch over his left shoulder. It was a beautiful catch.
Quarterback under center, running back in motion.
So Hetrick dropping back the pass, and he's going to go for it.
Got a man down there.
And
oh, good defense.
Good defense. I can't tell who that was. I think that was Braylon Austin.
Yeah, it's number 18, Braylon Austin.
With good defense. Who's tall? Braylon Austin, tall kid. Got his hand up there, so that's going to make it incomplete. It's going to be second down and 10 for Punxsutawney.
Yeah, Braylon got beat off the line of scrimmage. Wide receiver for Punxsy did have a step, but luckily for them, Maddox Hetrick just a tad bit underneath that ball. Didn't get as much on it as he wanted to.
If you float that ball just a little bit more, if you just get it up just a little bit more, but
I mean, that would have been like a college-level throw to put in the breadbasket. Oh, yeah. That was good coverage by Braylon Austin. He just got beat initially and was able to catch up.
So 9:21 to go with the Owls down 36-0 to Punxsutawney. Here's a snap to Hetrick. And it's going to be a handoff right
good
in the middle.
Good defense. There you go.
There's the Owls winning the battle. That's going to be Caden Keyshore on the tackle. And the Chucks are going to lose 3 yards. It's going to bring up a third down and 13, maybe a long 12 for Punxsutawney.
So the Braylon's trying to get some energy. That's number 55, Braylon Little, coming off of his defensive end spot to fill that gap and made a great play. And Caden Keyshore able to come in and clean up the tackle. So that's what you need more of.
Yeah, now you put Punxsutawney in a third and long situation.
Yep.
Which is what you want. You want to get them in third and long. So here's the snap. Hetrick ready for it, and he's going to drop back the pass. It's going to be a bubble screen, and he's got room to run. And Logan Moore, he's going to get out to the Owls' 36-yard line. So big pickup for Punxsutawney in the third down.
Possibly another touchdown-saving tackle by Logan Kohler there because he had some space in front of him, but Logan Kohler not wanting to give up on a play. Came down from a safety position to make a tackle, but good. Punxsutawney is a very, from what I've seen, a very unselfish team.
Oh, yeah.
Very much unselfish.
Everyone eats on Punxsutawney.
They all block. They all do what they're supposed to do. Very unselfish team.
And first and 10 for Punxsutawney, and we're going to get a big audible. And it looks like we're going to get Wildcat. And that's DeBo Thomas, and he's going to get out past the 35, maybe down to the 34-yard line.
Number two, Fabian Shirk on the tackle on a much bigger offensive player, and I believe that's Bo Thomas, you said?
Yeah, Bo Thomas.
Yeah, Bo Thomas is a big boy. Fabian Shirk, not the biggest kid, 5'10", listed at 160, but went head-on with him and made a good tackle in the just past the line of scrimmage.
So second down and 9 for Punxsutawney. Hetrick ready for the snap. It's going to be Hetrick rolling out to his left.
Pressure.
And nowhere to go.
Pressure. Oh,
he cuts up
the
field.
Tackle.
He kind of slowed down a little bit and then sped it up and turned on the wheels. That's the first time we saw the Hetrick wheels today.
Yeah, he's got a little burst to him.
He's got a little zip to his zap, don't he?
Yeah.
No, nowhere to go, though, really.
Good coverage by Bradford downfield. Hetrick was looking downfield for a throw, but well played by Bradford's defense. But unfortunately, Hetrick just turned that boost on right at the last second. He was able to get
he had like knots on his legs. It's third down and 2 for Punxsutawney. We're going to get that audible again, which is going to be to Bo Thomas at quarterback now.
Coming up.
Here's a snap. And Bo's going to drop back to pass. It's going to be a pass to Hetrick, and it's a double pass.
Oh, double pass.
Wide open and incomplete pass. Double pass almost there for Puxatani.
Double pass was almost
Hetrick
there.
Hetrick just overthrew it a little bit. And Puxatani's going to want that back.
Who's that number one? Number one was wide open.
Max
Pressloid. Yeah, that's a sophomore wide receiver. That's one of the ones that I said was a younger boy that has been a factor for Punxsutawney. But he looks a little bit smaller than the other typical receivers for Punxsutawney. Might have played a factor a little bit in that throw.
Hetrick ready for the fourth down and two, Punxsutawney. And it's going to be a fake pass, and the pass is going to be caught by Bo Thomas. Low pass.
That's a great snag off the ground by Bo Thomas.
And so it's going to get down to the 20-yard line. So a fresh set of downs for Punxsutawney. And Brenda Abrams, you are our Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes winner here for the second quarter. So if the Owls score, you're going to get your free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't, Brenda, don't sweat it. You're still getting your lunch special from Toji's Substation. So first and 10 at the Owls 20-yard line. For Punxsutawney, and you have Hetrick at quarterback. And we're going to get a swing around. That's the number one.
Green again.
And Pressloid is going to score a touchdown, 20-yard touchdown pass from Hetrick to Pressloid. And that's going to bring the score. Punxsutawney 42, Bradford 0.
Again, that's just great blocking by the wide receivers for Punxsutawney. They just get downfield, and then as soon as that pass comes in, they're – just doing a great job of not letting the Bradford defense get off of their blocks, and allows Punxsutawney to just make their way downfield relatively easily. He just had to make one guy miss, and that's what he did, and touchdown for Punxy.
And here's the extra point. The kick is up and good, so that's going to bring the score. Punxsutawney 43, Bradford 0, 6:41 to go here in the first half. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw a 20-yard touchdown pass from Hetrick to Pressloid. Extra point was up and good, and that's how we get to our score. Punxsutawney 43, Bradford 0. Brian Mackey, what is happening?
I mean, everything that we said we shouldn't, Bradford can't allow to happen, has happened. They've allowed their senior stars to make a difference, and they haven't been able to get any momentum going on their own, and they're just being out physical, outplayed in the trenches.
And here's the kick, and now they're going to kick Lucas Wallace again, and he's going to have to take it back from the goal line, and he's out past the 20, out to the 24, 25-yard line. So there was your opportunity. They move Logan Kohler up a level on the kick return, and they're like, we see that. We're not fooled by it.
Right. Yeah, and Lucas Wallace, pretty good return at 20, about a 23, 24-yard return after muffing the kickoff. He fumbled it for a split second, was able to pick it up and get some positive yardage there. But, yeah, like you said, Bradford trying to be sneaky, sneaky.
So here comes Bradford.
So Bradford will have a first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. So you got to score points quick.
Yeah, it's got to be a quick strike.
And it's going to be a handoff to Logan Kohler, and he's going to be bottled up by Punxsutawney. He's going to lose 2 yards, and it's going to be second down and 12 for Bradford.
I wish I could have seen who set the edge there for Punxsutawney, because I don't even think – I think he was off the ball before – as the ball was snapping, he was already in the backfield ready to make a play. And, again, staying disciplined, staying home, forcing Logan Kohler up into the middle as opposed to wanting to go to the outside where he's really dangerous. And Punxsutawney's defense just really disciplined, not allowing that to happen.
So Bradford with a second and 11, it looks like, is what we're going to call it.
some breaks. I see Bo Thomas on the sideline now. Defensively,
Giordano is going to be a handoff to Logan Kohler, who's going to split back formation here, and he's going to pick up some positive yards. He's going to get up to the 30-yard line with the 6-yard pickup. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 5 for Bradford.
You know what I noticed is that it doesn't seem like Logan Kohler has a slow mode. I feel like he's just moving at full speed. As soon as he touches the ball, he's just at full speed immediately.
He's like the squirrel that drinks the energy drinks from Over the Hedge.
That's an old throwback right there.
That is an old throwback.
Not too old, but showing your age a little bit.
Still don't have any gray hairs.
Is that a personal shot?
Yep.
Wow.
Old man.
The same age.
So, split back formation for Bradford. And it's going to be a handoff to Tommy Lane. Just trying to get around the edges up to the 30.
Good run,
out past
Tommy.
The 35.
Oh, lowers his shoulder.
Out to the 40 yard line. So, our best pickup of the day is going to be a 10 yard pickup for Tommy Langdon. It'll be 1st and 10 for Bradford. I think that's our first down of the game.
I believe so.
And so, the chains are moving.
Off the left hand side there. Tommy Langdon with a physical run at the end of that run. And that's what you want to see from a kid his size. You want to see him lowering that shoulder and trying to run through some people, especially a corner like that for Punxsutawney. You want to see him get low and try to run some boys over.
For sure. And it looks like Punxsutawney is giving some of their starters a break. So they're going to line up wing T formation, but split back formation. It's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon again, who can't find any gap. They're just getting beat right in the middle. So Tommy's going to lose a yard, and that's going to bring up a 2nd and 11 for Bradford here with 4:48 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, looking down at the field here, they do have some big boys in the middle of that defense for Punxsutawney. But, I mean, that the penetration and the burst that defensive line is getting and that front seven in general is getting is really killing Bradford right now.
You beat that? You're on a screen?
Which I'm surprised we haven't ran a screen.
I don't know why there hasn't been a screen right yet because they're bringing six, seven guys into the box.
You got Logan Kohler spit out right here.
Yeah, I'm doing a screen to Logan Kohler. But they're going to pitch it to Logan Kohler, and he's going to be met in the backfield. Punxsutawney not fooled on that play, and Logan's going to lose about 5 yards. He's going to bring up a 3rd down and 15 for Bradford. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter.
Yeah, right there. If that play is to ever work, you have to be able to set the edge, and Bradford has shown consistently that they're unable to do so against this defense so far tonight. So I know that's Coach Puglio's bread and butter, but if it's not working, you got to try to switch it up and try to do something else because Punxsutawney is not fooled by any of that right now.
Nope. So wing T again. Logan Kohler in motion, and it's going to be a toss to Logan. Still can't set the edge, and he's going to get popped. He's going to pick up 3 yards, maybe 4 yards. Not nearly enough to even get past the original line of scrimmage. So it's going to be 4th down and 12, it looks like, for Bradford. And you probably got to punt it.
I mean, it depends on how aggressive you want to be.
Yeah, well, regardless right now, of what unless something crazy happens, you're starting the second half in the mercy rule.
They're lined up to punt, so.
So Bradford getting on the punt. Punxsutawney lined up at their own 30-yard line. Here's a snap. Here's the kick. That's a better punt. And that's going to be out of bounds right at the right at the 35-yard line. So we're going to take a quick break. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESV Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford. 98CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We're going to get a handoff here to, can't tell the number, but we're going to get a penalty flag too. It's going to be a 3-4 yard pickup for Punxsutawney, but there's some yellow laundry on the field. And it looks like it's going to be a penalty against Punxsutawney, so that's going to push him back.
I didn't see what the call was. I'm assuming he was holding.
Usually in the backfield, it's a holding call. So
So that's 10 yards. So that is going to be a presumptive holding call. So it's going to back Punxsutawney up to their 25-yard line. Really one of the first signs of adversity for Punxsutawney.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't been in negative situations very much tonight. So
first and 20 at their own 25-yard line. Here's a snap. It's going to be a handoff to number four. And he's going to break one tackle and get out of bounds. He's going to pick up 6 yards. So it'll be second down and 14 for Punxsutawney.
Yeah, so just a nice little handoff to the left-hand side there. And again, even with the, I don't even think Maddox Hetrick is in. Oh yeah, he is in the game right now. But I didn't think I saw him in that last play. But they don't have their typical backs back there. But they're still not able to. Bradford's still not able to wrap up. They had a chance to bring him down before he got to turn out field. And Bradford is very undisciplined tackling right now.
So second down and 14 for Punxsutawney. And we got a whistle on the field.
Looks like timeout by Punxy.
Looks like Punxsutawney's going to call a timeout. We're going to stick around for the timeout. Punxsutawney holding a 43-0 lead, 2:16 to go here in the first half. So we're kind of getting flashbacks of the Port Allegheny game.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm not sure if these two teams, if Punxsutawney and Port were to play. How do you think that would fare, just based off what you've seen from Punxsutawney?
I think Port Allegheny would win by 50.
You think they'd wipe them out?
Yeah, I think Port Allegheny's that good. I think they're the best team in District 9, and I think they're probably, my opinion, I'm not even being a homer, I think they're probably the best team in single A, and I think it's a conversation between them and Fort Cherry.
In the state?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think they're better than what they were last
some
year.
Some high praise for Port Allegheny.
But they are, Port Allegheny, with their toughest game of the year tonight. They're playing against Central Clarion.
Yeah.
So like we said earlier in the pregame, that is a battle of state runner-ups from Port Allegheny representing the single A and Central Clarion representing double A last year.
Central Clarion is the team that played the team from Ohio week one, right?
Yeah.
So they come in Kirtland. They come in one and one. Port Allegheny comes in 2-0.
Yeah.
In a powerhouse matchup. I'm assuming it's down at Clarion.
So it's gonna be second and 14 for Punxsutawney. We've got a bunch formation to the right of Hetrick. And here's the snap, and he's gonna roll to his right. Hetrick is, and it's gonna be a dump pass.
Oh,
intercepted by Colton Miller.
Oh, they're gonna call it no.
It could have hit the ground, but it looked like he had it.
It did look like he had. I don't. So what I think might have happened is he didn't get his hands fully underneath the ball to allow it to not hit the ground. But he had a very good play on the ball, very close.
Colin Miller.
I mean, he had a great break on the ball. He did.
Ball
great
hog.
Defense. He must have been taught well.
I wonder who coached him.
Younger days.
2:11 to go in this first half.
So it's going to be third down and 14 for Punxsutawney. 2 minutes, 11 seconds to go here in the first half. We've got that bunch formation again. And Hetrick dropping back low.
And he's going to overthrow to
Press Lloyd, and that's going to be incomplete. And I think we're going to see Punxsutawney's first punt of the game.
Who is that with the pressure that came off the other? I think that's Matt DeCasper, number 9.
It was Matt DeCasper, who got shooken up earlier.
Yeah, but he came flying off the edge at Maddox there. Holy cow. Looked like he was shot of a cannon.
He did. That was the first real pressure on Punxsutawney, too, so.
Those school aides just came on like you see in the movies where you're the really rich person's house where they'll just come on at once and somebody's outside.
Right. So Punxsutawney getting set for the first punt of the game. Logan Kohler back to receive. And we're going to get a rugby-style kick, and he's going to fake it because he has –
there you go.
And you can touch that. Keyser, you can take that, buddy.
Keyser should have picked that up and ran with
it. Yeah, he would have gotten another 10 yards off of that. So
easily.
A missed punt. Look, he was trying to do the rugby-style kick, and he missed it. And Bradford's going to take over in their best start and field position of the game. At the Punxsutawney 36-yard line.
So maybe right there, the lack of desire to punt to Logan Kohler somewhat actually played a, might have played a factor into that because...
Well, I think he was going to go for it, and I think Bradford shut that down pretty quickly, and he's like, okay, I have to punt in, and he got kind of freaked out a little bit, and, you know, things happen. So if you're Bradford here, you got to take your shot. This is the time to take your shot right now.
Just take one.
So 1:54 to go, down 43-0. Bradford, can you get a score on the board to get Brenda a free value pack meal? And there's Giordano taking the shot, and it's going to be almost intercepted in and out of the hands of the Punxsutawney cornerback. So it's going to bring up a 2nd and 10, and yeah, that's what you have to do. You take a shot off the turnover. It's like an unwritten rule in football. You have to.
But you're a former quarterback, Cam. Looking at that play right there, what is Andrew seeing there to make that throw?
He's not setting his feet at all. He's rushing it.
No, so. I'm saying because he was double covered.
It's just one route. They don't have a second route. They don't have anyone else running a second route, so.
Bad play design.
Yeah, it's not the best. Logan Kohler in motion. It's going to be a handoff to Logan Kohler who gets around the edge.
Get that block.
And we get the block. And he's going to pick up. Close to 10 yards. I think he does have enough for the first down. So 10-yard pickup by Logan Kohler.
Jacob Abers right there leading the way with Logan. And Jacob did a good job of getting just nice little quick block like you see.
Yeah.
He just kind of pop to the shoulder real quick to get him off balance, get him off his trajectory.
That's all you need. You need a millisecond. A second just to disrupt it.
Especially with a player like Logan who's very, very quick.
Oh, so they're going to mark him short. It's going to be 3rd and inches. I thought they gave him the first down.
Okay. All right.
So I was wrong.
Still, either way, Jacob, good job with the lead blocking there. Giving your running back a chance.
Yep. Update. Port Allegheny is up 13-7 over Central Clarion in the second quarter. For those interested in that game.
Third and one coming up.
Oh, they moved the chains up.
So they did give him a first down now, so it is first and 10.
They actually changed it.
And it's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon, who's met immediately in the backfield, Jadeveon Clowney style by Punxsutawney. And he's going to pop Tommy. Tommy's going to lose a half a yard, and it's going to bring up a second down and a long 10 for Bradford.
Yeah, I think that's number 32 for Punxsutawney. You're just kind of sitting there literally waiting for Tommy to get that ball. And again, Bradford just not setting the edge, not able to get any sort of positive momentum pushing against the defensive line for Punxsutawney, and Tommy had nowhere to go off the right-hand side.
I got bad news. There is no number 32 for Punxsutawney. You need to fix your glasses, brother.
Listen, I'm at a bad angle, okay?
A minute to go here in the second quarter. And Bradford's going to try to run a sweep, too. I think that is...
And
there was Jordan Rutan
with the tackle. That's 31, Keenan
Miller. That's Keenan Miller, and he's going to be brought down in the backfield for a big loss. Now you get a 3rd and long situation. 3rd and 18, 3rd and 17, 40 seconds to go here in the first half. Probably your last play of the half, so you're going to probably drop a deep pass, and I expect Punxsutawney to go safe here to prevent it.
I mean, if you're Bradford here, you got to take a shot.
Here's the snap. And Giordano's going to drop back, and he's got Braylon Austin wide open, and Andrew Giordano just threw him up, but I'm going to call it what it was. Braylon Austin gave up on his route there. I don't think that he thought he was getting the ball because Braylon just kind of slowed down, and then the ball came, and then he had to try to speed up and get it. But I think he's running full speed. He walks in for a touchdown. So
he had nobody over there. Safety over the top was not over there in time. So if he brings that in, yeah, he probably walks in for a touchdown.
18 seconds to go here in the first half. Punxsutawney 43, Bradford 0. Bradford knocking at that proverbial door, sort of. They have their timeout, so you don't have to go for the touchdown here. You just need to get a first down. And we're going to hand off to Logan Kohler, who is trying to find room to run. He's bouncing around, and Punxsutawney not fooled by it. And now we got a penalty flag, and it looks like it's going to be on the sidelines of Bradford. That ref turned around.
Yeah, he sure did.
He stood on business. Turned around, snapped his head, said something. So it's going to be a sideline penalty against Bradford.
Not sure if that was, there was a coach over there and a player over there. So I'm not sure who the penalty is on.
So, I think it is going to be a sideline penalty. We're going to wait to see what the referee is.
Oh, personal.
So maybe he snapped around to say he saw it?
Yeah. Maybe he was giving him sass, because that was a sass turnaround.
Like, that was very sassy.
That had some flair to it when he turned around. So the ref's like, yeah, dude, we got it.
That was a very zesty turnaround by the official.
That was some seasoned pretzel bites there. That's how zesty it was.
He just sprinkled some salt on there.
Yeah, a little salt sprinkle. So Bradford, 9 seconds to go. 1st and 10 at the Punxsutawney 17-yard line. Brenda Abrams, we are all with you right now. We want you to get this free dinner from Toji's Family Restaurant, the value pack meal.
Fingers crossed, Brenda.
9 seconds.
Giordano back for the snap. Oh, the snap's over his head, and you just got a fall on it.
The snap is
falling. And we're going to call that. It's not going to be the half. Oh, they're going to let the clock. Oh, yeah. It was not fourth down. So that's going to do it for the first half, and ends in ironic fashion. High snap again. So we're going to go into the C.J. Wallace Engineering halftime show. Punxsutawney holding a 43-0 lead over Bradford. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
At Worth W. Smith Company, you'll find what you need when it comes to shovels, rakes, pruners, and all sorts of other gardening and landscaping tools. Why take the chance of getting splinters from old, dried-up, cracked handles, or the frustration of fighting with the rusty, chipped cutting edges on your loppers? Their staff is always eager to lend a helping hand with getting you what you need for the project ahead. Stop and see them today at any of their 6 locations in Bradford, Olean, Salamanca, Cuba, and Eldred. Remember, if you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction does everything from the ground up, including excavation, concrete, and foundation work, carpentry, landscaping, and more. See Gleason for bulk ground products as well, like mulch, gravel, topsoil, and salt for wintertime. See them at GleasonConstruction.com to see all they can do for you.
Metallico of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallico offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico pricing.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals. So there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com. And remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
WQAM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB. This is your CJ Wallace Engineering halftime show. And Ryan Mackey.
Yes, sir.
This appears to be a one-sided football game. Punxsutawney all over your Bradford Owls, 43-0. What are your thoughts about this first half?
I mean, it's one of those halves that you, if you're Bradford, you have to absolutely positively just throw it away. You have to have the shortest memory possible. You cannot be thinking about what just happened in the first half. You have to come out, and honestly, you're more than likely playing for pride at this point. You're not really, no offense, but you're not a super high-powered offense. You're down by 43 at half. At this point, you're just, as these seniors, upperclassmen, you gotta just play for pride and not go out in a sense where you're just getting blown out like you did against Port Allegheny. And like you believe Port Allegheny is a much better team than Punxsy is.
Oh yeah, I do.
And I, from what I saw from the game against Port Allegheny, they put up a better fight at the end against Port Allegheny. So I think you got to come out, play with some heart, play with some pride, and you got to. I think the number one thing is, we were talking about it during our break. Your offensive line has to block,
yeah,
to give your playmakers even a chance to do anything. So I mean, if you're counting the fumbles and all that stuff, we're in negative yardage for total yardage.
Yeah, we are.
So like 100%, we're in negative yardage for total yards if you're including the fumbles. But right now, if you don't include it, we're only at 25 total yards of offense and through a half of football. And that's not going to – I don't care who you're playing. You could be playing the Bradford Raptors and you're not going to be winning that game.
Yeah, it's not like, good luck.
No. It starts in the trenches. Everything always starts in the trenches. If you get dominated in there, you're not going to win the football game. So that's where I'd be starting if I was Coach Puglio.
Yeah, and that's spot on. It's been that bad. Yeah, we gotta do a lot better. You gotta win the battle in the trenches, and you gotta be able to set the edge, and that's something that they have failed to do here in the first half. And I'll go over a scoring breakdown and how we got to 43-0. So early on in the first quarter, look at these little jumping bugs here.
I saw that.
Get out of here. So starting out the first quarter, we had a 3-yard touchdown run by Moore. The extra point was good, and that brought it to 7-0, 8:58 to go in the first quarter. And then Bradford goes out, punts the ball 3-and-out, and then Punxsutawney drives the ball down the field, ends up ending in a 28-yard touchdown pass from Petrick to Bo Thomas. Extra point was good. That brought it to 14-0 with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. And then pretty quickly, another quick 3-and-out for Bradford. And then we had a same play, 28-yard touchdown pass from Petrick to Thomas again. Extra point was up and good. And that brought it 21-0 with 2:47 to go in the first quarter. And then after a high snap over Andrew Giordano's head,
yep,
he kind of kicks the ball into the end zone, and it's going to be recovered by Zach Blues. The extra point was up and good, 28-0, and that would do it for the first quarter. And then the second quarter, Rutan from Punxsutawney punches it in on a 2-yard touchdown run. Punxsutawney decides to go for two, and 2-point conversion is good, and that brought it to 36-0. And then a 20-yard touchdown pass to Hetrick to Press Lloyd. Extra point was good, 43-0, and that was the end of the score, and there was 6:41 to go. And then we saw Punxsutawney have their first punt, and then Bradford kind of have a little gift from Punxsutawney to close out the first half. Unfortunately, Bradford not able to capitalize on the good field position.
Yeah, and I mean, when you're down like you are and you're not having any positive momentum, those gifts that they give you, you have to take advantage of that high snap. I don't know if that's – I mean, those snaps are high, so it's not a communication issue. I think it's just getting the chemistry down with your center and your quarterback. And those type of things are momentum killers. They're – I mean, it hurts your pride a little bit too. Like you're
and we're trying to get into position to score. We get in a good position where we're just outside the red zone or even get to the red zone, and then you get thrown 20 yards back because of a high snap, and then you end the half with no positive momentum whatsoever. Because even if you get down there in the red zone and you don't have the fumble, maybe you say, hey, we're making some plays, couldn't quite punch it in, but we're moving the ball, and then that happens, and it kind of just deflates the entire offense.
Yeah, and I think as a whole, I think we have two first downs in that first half, and one was aided by a personal foul penalty by Punxsutawney.
Yeah.
So, like, you gotta want it more than what Punxsutawney wants at the end of the day. And you gotta, like I said, you're coming out here in the second half and being down 43-0, you're coming out in the mercy rule.
Yep.
To start the second half, you gotta try to get some points on the board. You know, probably at this point, Punxsutawney's gonna start putting more of their backups in, because we already saw that midway through the second quarter, they started putting in their backups. So you are playing for a sense of pride, but we do know, like, when our JV team comes in, our JV team does have some spunk to them.
Yep.
So, but yeah, you want to play with pride. You want to kind of have something positive to talk about at the end of the game.
Yeah, you always want to leave a game with some sort of positive film to look off of and say, hey, we need to do this more. We need to keep seeing this. Or, hey, Jacob Abrams, we need you to keep blocking like that all the whole rest of the second half. Or you just need something to take back home with you and say, hey, this is what we need to do more of. This is what was working for us. So let's build off of that. But if you come back and play like you did in the first half, I mean, there's not much to take home to.
Yeah, and we can't even call it a long second half because we are in the mercy rule, so it's going to be a quick second half. So what we're going to do is we are going to take a quick break here from the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show, and we will be back to talk about the second half. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161. Or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 120. Open 7 days a week. For delivery, call 36-TOJI'S.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. This is your C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. So, Ryan, some things that I think that I want to see from Bradford is, like we talked about, like, I want to see some fight. Like, you gotta want it, and you gotta have your key players want it too. So you gotta have Logan Kohler, you gotta have Tommy Langdon, your line, you have to have Jacob Abrams, who's the heart and soul of this team. Caden Keyshore, and who was that last week? Who was the one that was the heart and soul that you were talking about that was getting fired up?
It was, I believe it was Sean Ward, number 57.
Yeah, Sean Ward. So, Sean Ward, like, you got to get your guys right. Like, you got to come out, be a leader, and ultimately, I guess, go out and win the game. Like, not win the game, but you have to go out and you have to win the second half. You got to have...
Yeah. Yep.
Have something positive to write home about. Like, do you have, like, individual stats? You want to read them off? I know no one really wants to hear them right now, but...
So, what we have down here is Logan Kohler has a total of 17 yards rushing. He has 12 return yards, but he's been avoided very wisely by Punxsutawney, not allowing their electric returner to get his hands on the ball. And then Tommy Langdon has ran for 14 yards, and that is essentially it. Colton Miller has a negative 6-yard rush. And that was absolutely blown up right from the very beginning. So no knock on him whatsoever. Just nobody blocking in front of him, and that's essentially it. I mean, everybody's pitched in with a couple tackles here and there. I think Logan Kohler leads the way with four or five tackles, and I mean that's really all we've got. It hasn't been a whole lot of positivity to speak about, but. Again, even if it's just the heart that you can talk about,
yeah.
I mean that's a big plus. Even if it's just something like, hey, we didn't give up, we played hard the entire game, didn't let it get to us. That's a positive thought right home about. But if you come out and you're flat again in the second half, then you're basically just throwing this game tape away and saying forget about it.
Yeah, and it's tough. Like, coming down to Punxsutawney, like, I remember in the past, like, they are a rowdy crowd. Student section's pretty loud. So it is a tough place to play at, but you just can't come out flat. You can't be a stale Pepsi that's been sitting for 7 days out in the sun. Like, you got to.
Stale Pepsi.
Yeah, like, you got to get some spark. You got to. If you're coming out of the half, which Bradford gets the ball in the second half to receive, like, you got to probably have some kind of special play drawn up to kind of get the energy back, to get that little electricity on the sideline, right?
I mean, yeah, if Coach Puglio has a trick play that he absolutely loves, why not throw it out there the very first play of the second half to see what happens? If you're able to, like you said, get some juice pumped into your team right now, because you right now they're going to be they probably walked into the halftime into the locker room deflated, very discouraged, but you gotta be willing to get past that. You gotta be able to get past that mentally, strong enough and mature enough to get past the first half, come back out in the second half ready to play and be fired up, as the Bradford Owls come out now from the locker room with what seems to be a little under 3 minutes at halftime. I'm not sure. Do they have a 3-minute warm-up, right?
Yeah, they get the 3-minute warm-up, too, on top of that. But, yeah, I don't know how they're going to come out. I don't know if they plan on playing the starters for the third quarter. But, like, early on, what I'm seeing is, like, the wing T offense, it's a hard offense to teach. There's a lot of variables that go into it. So you kind of got to have, like, your two speedsters at the wing, which they do. They have Logan Kohler and Fabian Shirk. Back in the day, I don't know if you remember the name John Aiken.
Yep.
So John Aiken, like at that time, they had the perfect setup because you had the two fast wingbacks and you had John Aiken who would just pound the football for the Owls. That's kind of what you need. You need to have that bruising back because you can get around like a smaller offensive line if you have a bruising back like that.
Right.
And I know Tommy can be that. The only thing that's going against Tommy is size right now.
Yeah.
Because he's not a tall kid. I think John Aiken was like 6'3".
John Aiken was a much...
That was a grown man.
Yeah, he was big. He was definitely bigger than I am.
Well, I heard... I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard he was buying lottery tickets when he was 5 years old.
I mean, probably... I heard he had a beard.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Tommy Lane is listed at 5'8", 190.
Yeah.
So not... I mean, he's a bruiser.
Because back in the day when I played football in the wing, team was Bradford's bread and butter. They had... What, Jimmy Grove, Marky Havers, who Marky, short fella, not tall at all.
Pat Pascarella,
yep. Zach Smith, a quarterback.
Yep.
So it's not to be done, but the work's got to be done in the weight room. I'm not sure how the off-season workouts went for the Owls. I'm not sure what the participation rate was. But you can tell between different teams. You can tell who is putting in the extra work and who's not. So I'm not saying that as a dig towards Bradford, because like I said, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how the offseason workout programs work, but you got to be fully committed. You got to be in to do it, and you got to be committed. The big thing is you got to be committed to the weight room too, because you get in the situation like this. We're seeing Punxsutawney with their running backs; their feet are always moving. They got strong lower bodies, low center of gravity. Mm-hmm. That's what you have to be when you are a power run football team like Bradford is trying to be.
Yeah, and I mean, it goes with any sport. You can't just walk into practice and that be the only time that you're working on your skills or working on your strength or conditioning or whatever. You got to be doing all that stuff even outside of the practice field, outside of the two-a-day summer sessions. Like, you got to be doing all that stuff when your coach isn't there telling you what to do or your strength coach isn't telling you what to do and all that stuff. There's a clear difference when you see a team that you can tell puts in work all year, whether it be playing another sport and staying in shape or just staying in shape throughout the entire season, not allowing yourself to just kind of bank on, oh, I'll get in shape during practice,
right,
or whatever the case may be, because if that's the case, then you're falling behind every year, especially in the high school level.
Yeah.
That you can be really talented. You can have the natural ability in middle school and get away with not working so hard. But once you get in the middle high school level and definitely the college level, you can't get away with that.
No, and I'm going to go Coach Cam circle here. Obviously, I've never coached at the varsity level. I'd love to one day.
Shame.
But one thing I always tell, and I told my parents this too, and a lot of these parents now that are at the varsity level, I've coached their kids, and they know the kind of coach that I am, is you get a certain amount of time with these players throughout the week. You get 2 hours, maybe hour and a half a day with 50-some kids with, let's say, I don't know how many coaches are on the staff, 6-7 coaches. That's not enough time. Like, you got to put the work in after practice. You got to be working over the weekend on Saturday or Sunday. If you want it bad enough, you're going to put that work in. And I know there are a good chunk of the Owls, they do put that work in, but it's a whole continuity. Like, you got to have everyone bought in.
That's where your leaders come in and say, "Hey,
exactly.
We're not going to go to that woods party. We're going to get to bed early tonight and wake up early and get in the weight room or get on the field and catch some passes or whatever the case may be." But I mean, that's what it boils down to.
It does boil down to that. So we're getting ready for second half kickoff here. Punxsutawney is going to kick off to Bradford to start the second half. And I do want to give a shout out to Andrew Hammock for being our statistician tonight.
Shout out,
Andrew. So we appreciate you bringing the stats to us.
Stepping in for you next week.
Yeah, he's going to be filling in for me. I'm going to be out next week. No worry. Ryan's going to carry the helm for us. Here's a squib kick. And it's going to be returned by Lucas Wallace at the 20-yard line. He's going to get out past the 30. Not getting down
there.
He's pushing for more yards, and he's going to get out to the 35. He had about 12 guys on him.
And 12 guys on the field.
No, 12 guys, including the Owls. The whole huddle around him between both teams, and he carried the pile. Additional 5 yards.
See, I'm not trying to say anything negative about the Owls right now, but that sideline should be going insane right now with a sophomore carrying a barrage of people like that, and nobody did anything. And that's a sign that they're still kind of deflate a little bit. That sideline should be going insane right now for Lucas Wallace.
So Bradford coming out, wing tee again. You're down under center. We got Logan Kohler in the motion. It's going to be a hand up to Logan Kohler to the outside again. It looks like they found the key. Yeah, I know it wasn't a big gain. It's a pickup of 1 yard, maybe 2 yards for Logan. But if the outside isn't there, you have the cutback option. And Logan did see that finally. So that's how you avoid big losses. You got to have that willingness to cut back in.
Well, and it seemed like from up here, it seemed like Logan showed a little bit more patience there because the blocks were developing to the outside, but he saw that the Punxsutawney's defense was stealing off the edge. So he looked like he kept his eyes moving, saw the edge, and exploded up through there with that natural quickness that he has.
So Bradford getting ready for the second down and 7. And
Tommy
Langdon there. So now they're running with more heart, you can tell.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Aggressive run, so he's going to pick up 3 yards. There's going to be a second down and 4, maybe 5 or third down. And we'll call it 5. Third down and 5 for the Owls.
So right there, Tommy Langdon off the left-hand side. They were Bradford's offensive line actually double-teamed big number 65 that's in the middle for Punxsutawney. He's been a cog in there. We haven't really called his name much because he's not really making tackles, but he's the one that's affecting everything and causing the middle to be closed off. A lot of those linebackers to close the distance, and they were double-teaming him there to allow that to break open a little bit.
So here's the third down and 5, and it's going to be a hand up to Tommy Langdon. Oh. Again, he's going to get popped.
Bo Thomas with a big
hit. Bo Thomas there laying the law down. Tommy's going to lose a yard, and it's going to bring up fourth down and 6 for the Owls. And at this point, you have nothing to lose. I'm probably – considering it, at least.
Oh, I don't think I'm punting this ball.
There's no point in punting the ball.
No, I think you need to go for points here.
So we're going to see. We got big substitutions coming out. And
looks like they're punting it.
Looks like they are going to punt it.
So here we go. At what point do you become more aggressive?
Now. Well, here's the punt by Bradford. Good punt. It's going to be returned at the 26-yard line by Punxsutawney. Logan Moore's got some space, and he's going to be brought down. It's going to be almost a horse collar by 33. That's going to be Tommy Langdon. He got away with a horse collar. But, nonetheless, we don't talk about things that didn't happen, Ryan.
That's right.
So Punxsutawney's going to have a good starting field position at the Owls' 46-yard line.
So what sprung Logan Moore there was number 53 for Bradford, Blake Callahan, accidentally ran through, I believe it was Fabian Shirk, who was in kick coverage, and knocked him over and allowed Logan Moore to spring that off for a big gain for Punxsutawney. So unfortunate chain of events there for Bradford.
And it's going to be a
pitch breakdown.
Jordan Rutan, he's out in the open field, and he's got touchdown saving tackle by Colton Miller. So he's going to be brought down at the Owls' 27-yard line. So first and 10 for Punxsutawney.
Yeah, big gaps opening up there, but Rutan showed really good ball carrier vision there. His Madden level would be at a 99, I think.
Yeah. Here's a quick snap. And he's going to get out to the 20. He's going to fight for some extra yards, and he's going to get down at the 18-yard line. So he's going to pick up, let's see, we'll call it
8.5, 9.
Yeah, good chunk, yeah. Second and one for Punxsutawney. And Punxsutawney's hurrying up, and here's another handoff, quick one. Jordan Rutan, and he's going to get in for a touchdown. That's going to be 19-yard touchdown run for Rutan. What did you see there?
I mean, just a left tackle handoff to Rutan, and he, like I said, great ball carrier vision by him, and was running angry right there. I don't know what got into him, but running really angry right there, running through multiple Owls defenders. And unfortunately, nobody able to stop him before he gets to the end zone.
And here's the extra point. Kick is up, and kick looks good. So that's going to bring the score. Punxsutawney 50, Bradford 0. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
At Worth W. Smith Company, you'll find what you need when it comes to shovels, rakes, pruners, and all sorts of other gardening and landscaping tools. Why take the chance of getting splinters from old dried-up cracked handles or the frustration of fighting with the rusty chipped cutting edges on your loppers? Their staff is always eager to lend a helping hand with getting you what you need for the project ahead. Stop and see them today at any of their 6 locations in Bradford, Olean, Salamanca, Cuba, and Eldred. Remember, if you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw a 19-yard touchdown run by Rutan, and the extra point was up and good, and that's how Punxsutawney now has 50 points, Bradford 0. Cameron Gallup, you are our Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes winner for the third quarter. If the Owls score, you're going to get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If the Owls don't score this quarter, you are going to get your free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Fingers crossed for you, Mr. Gallup. And Punxsutawney's getting ready to kick the ball. And
Logan's going to get a chance.
And Logan's not going to get a chance. That's going to be a touchback for Punxsutawney.
That's a good kick.
That was a good kick.
The sophomore kicker.
Yeah, you don't really see a lot of touchbacks.
That's a big kick.
Where the ball's landing in the end zone of high school football. So, kid's got a boot. That is Owen Roken for
Coach
Punxsutawney.
Coach is giving it to him. He's saying no. You see who's back there? He's really telling him no.
He was yelling at him for kicking.
Yeah, he's pointing. He's like,
he's telling his coach, I kick it past him. Don't worry about it.
Coach is not having it. He said no.
Do not.
Don't even give him the opportunity.
So Bradford's going to come out at their own 20-yard line, down 50-0, 7:47 to go here in the third quarter. Reminder, we are in the mercy rule. Too many men on the field for Punxsutawney.
And there's a different look.
There is a different look, and I can't see who had the ball.
Andrew
Giordano with the quarterback keeper, and he's going to pick up
About 2 yards. Going to be second down and 8. And, yeah, Buckstown got away with one because when the ball was snapped, the player was about 5 yards from the field. But I don't think the referee was paying attention. We're in mercy rule. The referee's kind of just, eh.
Referees just looking to get their check and go home.
Yeah. I think that referee wants to go to Toji's family restaurant substation to get their cheeseburger. We got a lot of movement here. I think we got confusion. Colton Miller getting lined up. And here's the snap, and it's going to be a handoff to Logan Kohler out of the backfield, who is going to be brought down immediately. Might have picked up a yard. It's going to be 3rd down and 7 for the Owls. So 1 yard pickup by Kohler.
I saw Caden Keyshore take off running shortly after Kohler got the handoff. I thought he broke free of that somehow. He was taken off to the races.
Just trying to sell it. Pull a couple defenders with him.
Yeah. He went to go block.
So, yeah, 3rd and 7 for Bradford with 6:20 to go here in the third quarter.
Need some positive momentum here.
And we got motion here. And it's going to be a hand up to Logan Kohler. He's got a little seam.
There you go.
And he's going to get out. It's going to be good enough for a first down. That's going to be a 13-14-yard pickup for Kohler. And he's going to get out to the Owls' 35-yard line.
That was the first time that Punxsy has been fooled by a Bradford play. I can't even tell. I couldn't tell if that was a reverse or a double reverse or if it was a – I couldn't tell. There were so many bodies in the backfield.
It was just a fake handoff, and then another handoff to Kohler right up the gut.
There were so many bodies in the backfield at that point.
Well, there's so many layers you can do with the wing tee. It's just how far you progress and teaching the formation.
Mm-hmm.
We got motion here. It's going to be a handoff to... Can't see who that
Keenan
is.
Keenan Miller.
Oh, Keenan Miller. And that's going to be a late hit. So Bradford's going to get another first down off the penalty. So good run by Keenan Miller. That's a 9-yard pickup.
Yeah, off the left-hand side there. Nice little run. Bradford is able to properly set the edge. Punxsy fans are not happy with the late hit call.
And it is indeed a personal foul against
So Keenan, that might have been the fastest. I might know Keenan. That might have been the fastest I've ever seen him run in his life.
Maybe you should have a pep talk with him. Like, you know who calls your games, right?
Yeah, running with a sense of purpose. So good job, Keenan. On the run, that's sophomore. Keenan. So wing tee again. Logan Kohler in the motion. It's going to be a quick hand up to Logan. He's got the edge.
Got a block.
Out past the 40. Just got to. And he's going to get out. He's going to pick up 6 yards. Missed the block. I think we get that block. I think Logan is surfing into the end zone.
Sophomore Luke Erickson. With an inexperienced play right there, because all he had to do was pick up that block by, I believe it was the safety coming down. All he had to do was hit that block. He was looking at the next level for the linebacker instead of looking at the safety coming down and missed that block, and that's who ended up getting the tackle. And I think Logan Kohler might house that if he hits that block.
So 6-yard pickup for Kohler. Now we're going to get a handoff. He's going to get the first down. I can't tell who it is.
Tommy, I believe.
Yeah, Tommy Langdon with the first down run. He's going to pick up 5 yards. That's going to be good enough for Owls first down.
First down.
So the Owls moving the ball here with 4:28 to go here in the third quarter. Owls down 50-0.
We'll say Owls running backs running a little bit harder in the second half. First and 10 at the
30. That's what you want to see. I don't know. Look how big that moth is.
Mothman here?
Mothman. And here we're going to get a handoff to Keenan Miller again. And he's going to, looks like he picks up a yard or two, maybe 3. We'll call it 2 yards. We'll cut it right down the middle. It's going to be 2nd down and 8 after the 2-yard pickup by Keenan Miller.
Yeah, Bradford's trying to take advantage of that outside run again. They're doing a better job of setting the edge, but not quite able to get to that next level to stop the secondary or the linebackers from getting there and making a tackle in time, but doing a much better job of actually getting positive yardage as opposed to getting stopped right at the line of scrimmage, if not behind.
So Keenan Miller's nickname is Chi-Chi, for those wondering at home. And remember, we're going to get a toss by Logan Kohler.
Get that block.
And you just got to follow your blockers, Logan, and he's going to
He'll pick up 6 yards. Close to the first down, not going to be enough. It's going to be third down and short for Bradford.
Yeah, he had Braylon Little right in front of him, and I think all he has to do is kind of tuck up behind him and get a hold of it, get a hold of that jersey and say, Braylon, let's go. But Kohler, the playmaker that he is, looking to make a play, maybe done a little too much there. But good job by Braylon Little to get out there and make some good blocks for
Bradford driving the ball down at the Punxsutawney 21-yard line. Now we got motion by Keenan Miller. It's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon, who, if he doesn't get tripped up there, oh, we got a penalty flag on the field. So, good enough for a first down. It's a 5-yard pickup for Langdon.
Tommy visibly upset there that he got tripped up.
Yeah, because he saw green grass.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to see what the penalty flag is.
Yep. Ref's talking about it.
First and 10 for Bradford. 50-0.
Face mask against Bradford, so it's going to back him up. So not a first down.
Wipe that run away from Tommy.
The rare offensive face mask. While they're backing that up, Cameron Gallup, you are a Toges touchdown sweepstakes winner. Your reminder, if the Owls score here in the third quarter, you, my friend, are going to win a free value pack meal from Toges Family Restaurant. If the Owls don't score, no sweat, Mr. Gallup, because you can get on the horse and get down to the Toges substation to get your free lunch special. Did you see what I did there?
Yeehaw.
That's right.
Because horses gallop.
They do gallop.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
You smelling what I'm selling, brother?
What was that?
That bug got scared me. You see, I swatted him. He turned around and he took out the window.
That's a big object. I'm not messing with that. Oh.
You found out. So now we're going to get a third and short again. We're going
to. Two to go. It's now third and three coming up.
We got King Miller in motion. Hand out to Logan Kohler. And now you just got to break the tackle. And pops lower shoulder. Logan Kohler. Logan Kohler again.
With a huge run.
Runs over two.
Wow.
Chucks. And there we are, Cameron Gallup. You just won a free value pack family meal from Toges Family Restaurant because that is a.
Oh, no way.
They're lying. I take back everything that I said about the touchdown run there. They're going to mark him out. I didn't think that he was out, so they mark him out at the 4-yard line, but I guess we can't see. That's the far side of the field.
That
was the most inspired run I've seen Logan run all year. Broke a tackle, lowered a shoulder. Oh, are they giving him a touchdown? Oh, they did. So, 18-yard touchdown run by Logan Kohler.
Wow.
And Bradford's going on for the extra point. So, Gallup, Mr. Cameron Gallup, you are the Toges touchdown sweepstakes winner. And extra point is up and good. And Bradford on the board, down 50-7 to Punxsutawney. 2:28 to go here in the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, and we just saw the Owls' most inspiring drive of the night. Marched the ball down the field, punched in on an 18-yard touchdown run by Logan Kohler. Extra point was good, and now the Owls down 50-7. So no goose egg on the board.
No, but I mean, even on that play, Logan Kohler, that play is pretty much all on him. He had a stiff arm in the backfield to not get stuffed. Two broken tackles.
There's the pooch kick, and it's going to drop at the Punxsutawney 28-yard line. And a flock of Owls all over the Chucks, and Punxsutawney's going to take over at their own 36-yard line. So, yeah, I would say that's probably a good film for Logan Kohler if he's trying to play football at the next level. That's probably a good
highlight. That's highlight tape.
Probably going to put that in the highlight.
I'd say so. I don't know if I really wish Pip Bradford would get a football team.
I wish so, too.
A lot of these kids from around this area would definitely go and play there.
But benefit from a local college football team. Again, reminder, we are in the mercy rule, so the clock is running. We're just under 2 minutes now here to go in the third quarter.
And looks like Punxsutawney has the backups then. And we got 23 on the run. He's going to run over a couple owls.
He's running hard,
Bradford
too.
Trying to rip the football out. And he's finally brought down after a four-yard pickup. And I believe that is Zach Blues, the running back for Punxsutawney.
He's the one that had the
fumble recovery,
right?
Yeah, for the touchdown.
Yeah.
So second down and six for Punxsutawney. Just under a minute 30 to go here. Down Bradford down 50-7.
Looking to see if there's any new players in here.
Yeah, we got a handoff here to number four, which is Ian Lisman, and he's going to pick up 10 yards. It'll be good enough for a Punxsutawney first down right up midfield. So Punxsutawney moving the ball pretty good here, coming out after the Bradford touchdown, trying to respond to the Logan Kohler power run.
Tell you what, that was a nice open field tackle there by Colton Miller. Well, that might have been a house call, too.
Yeah, must have had a good coach. And here's the handoff to Blues again, and he's got some open field, cuts it back inside, not going down, and he's going to pick up about 4.5, maybe 5 yards. He's going to bring up a second down and a long five for Punxsutawney.
Yeah, running off the left-hand side there, number five, William Newman for Bradford, did a really good job. He had a wide receiver blocking him, did a really good job of getting off his block and forcing that running back to make a decision. He was trying to juke him out and really did a good job getting low and standing his ground and making the tackle.
William Newman, fun fact, his nickname was Little Bill because he is the opposite of Little. He is a tall fella. And a little confusion out of the backfield from Punxsutawney. And Blues is going to pick up what should have been disaster. He's going to pick up 2 yards, and that's going to bring us to the end of the third quarter. The Punxsutawney will have a third down and two at the start of the fourth quarter. Bradford down 50-7 to Punxsutawney. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you suffer from moderate to severe arthritis, knee, hip, or shoulder pain? Do you suffer from hand arthritis or plantar fasciitis? Have you been told that you're not a candidate for a joint replacement or don't want a joint replacement? Injections no longer manage your pain? If yes, then transarterial musculoskeletal embolization, or TAME, is a non-surgical treatment option now offered at Allegheny Vein and Vascular. Dr. Robert Tejera offers a minimally invasive procedure that blocks abnormal vessels in the joint that are responsible for inflammation and damage to the joint, leading to pain, stiffness, and swelling. This quick, safe, and nearly painless office-based procedure is covered by Medicare and many other insurances. Please call their office at 814-368-8490 to schedule your consult today. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call today and tame your pain.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We're getting ready to start the fourth quarter here with your Bradford Owls down 50-7 down in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, home of Punxsutawney Phil, who decides if we're angry or not for a couple extra weeks. Handoff was a fumble, and that's going to be recovered.
Uh-oh.
Oh, still on the ground. Still on the ground. And Brady Rosendahl indicating to me that that is recovered by Bradford. And Brady Rosendahl, correct, was recovered by Bradford, so I can't tell who recovered it because it looked like 33 owls touched it in that process. But
I think the kids from the sidelines jumped on it, too.
Yeah. So Bradford's going to take over in Punxsutawney territory at their 40, we'll call it the 46-yard line.
I will say for that Owls defense that drive, I'm not sure about the offense yet, but for that Owls defense, they had all fresh bodies out there.
They sure did.
They had lots of new fresh players. Tevin Watkins was in there. Brady Rosendahl was in there. I mean, they had some young bodies that were in there trying to get some experience.
So we got, looks like our JV team in. And now we're going to get a handoff to
Max Gow, I think.
Max Gow, who is going to get brought down in the backfield. He's going to lose, looks like, 3 yards. He's going to bring up a second down and 13 for the Owls.
Yeah, so that's freshman Max Gow with sophomore Lucas Wallace now in at quarterback. And certainly they're Bradford's second string coming into play here, getting some experience, even though it's not against the Punxy starters. It's still solid experience, getting them some more playing time. I believe they play on, what, Mondays?
They do play on Mondays.
So they get some extra reps here.
And we're going to get a handoff to 21.
Bentley Evans.
Bentley Evans.
Another freshman.
He's going to have no gains. He's going to bring up a third down and long 12 for Bradford.
Yeah, it looks like the play got mixed up just a little bit. The Alcena player in motion kind of ran into Bentley a little bit on the, when he was coming across. Didn't allow him to really pick up steam the way he wanted to initially. Don't think it would have made much of a difference, but does slow him down just enough to allow the tackle to be made right at the line of scrimmage as opposed to gaining a handful of yards.
And at the end of the third quarter, I did have an inspiring event happen to me. I inhaled a bug, and I still managed to close out the third quarter. So if there are radio Emmys, I want to nominate myself for that.
That's why you're a professional.
Lucas Wallace up and back, and he's going to roll out to his left, looking for a receiver. He's going to keep it. And he's going to get out. Looks like he's going to get pushed out of bounds right at the 40, Punxsutawney 41-yard line. So, obviously, you got to go for it here. You're in Punxsutawney territory. Nothing to lose. 9:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. Bradford down 50-7.
No, and young Lucas Wallace showing the wheels a little bit out there.
He's got a little pep to his step. Nicole Watson, you are a Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes winner for the fourth quarter. Nicole, if the Owls score, you get the free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. No Owls score, no problem. You're still going to get a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Got a wing tee, and we're going to get a handoff, a fullback dive. He's going to get popped. I don't even know who. Bentley Evans met by 37.
I think it's 77.
77. That is Sage Bukett with some attitude there, and it's going to be a turnover and downs. Punxsutawney is going to take over at their own 40-yard line. So
that looked like me wrestling around my kids.
Yeah, I did. You see me
toss
them
on the couches.
Yeah, you see me get on a trampoline wrestling the kids.
Oh yeah,
I love to know. I educate them. You don't mess with Uncle Cam.
Still get down and dirty at old age.
Oh yeah. So mercy rule in effect. Clock's running and they stop it. There's 9 minutes to go here in the ball game. Penalty flag on the field.
Wonder what the.
There's gonna be a penalty flag.
What was that penalty?
I don't know.
Put his hand on his shoulder.
And ripped it down.
And that was a call the ref made. I'm trying to figure out what exactly that penalty call is.
I just know it's a five-yard penalty. It's supposed to be first down and 15 for Punxsutawney, now backed up at their 35-yard line.
Yep.
And here's a snap, and it's going to be a handoff.
Don't miss miscommunication there.
Yep.
Oh, ow. You don't want to see that.
I hate that play.
Yep, you don't want to see that.
I hate the hip drop tackle, and that's going to be he's going to get it. I hope he gets up.
Tough
yeah,
kid.
The hip drop tackle. I'm glad that they're starting to ban that, but yeah, it's an ugly play, and you worry about kids' knees or Achilles, ankles, anything. Lower extremity.
And that's number 61, 6'3", 210-pound Luke Erickson on the tackle.
Yeah, Luke Erickson, yeah.
And that did not look good from up here. But tough kid to walk it off and be fine by the looks of it anyways.
So 8:10 to go here in the fourth quarter now. Punxsutawney with a second down and 15. And oh, my.
You got to go low.
I don't know who was going for the highlight
hit
there.
That's 61. That's Luke Erickson.
Again, he went high. He dove at him. And missed the tackle completely, but slowed him down in the backfield, made him think twice and wrapped up. It's going to be a big loss for Punxsutawney. Now it's going to be a third and 22 for Punxsutawney.
Yeah, Bradford defense sent the house there. And they came all out blitzing through the line. Like I said, that would have been our hit of the game right there if he would have hit flush.
And Bradford sent in the house again. And here's the pass. It's going to be a little flare out or running back screen. And they're going to pick up some yardage back. They're going to go out of bounds at their own 36-yard line. So we're going to get a fourth and 14, it looks like.
Yeah, chased down by Colton Miller, who's still out there. He's been calling his name quite a bit as of late. He's still out there playing. He's out there playing hard still. He's played quite a bit this game, even with the starters.
Yeah. So we're just under 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Play clock running down, just getting the 10 seconds.
Punxsutawney's not going to run a play here unless they're going to call a timeout.
They don't. I think they are going to call a timeout.
Yep, there's a timeout.
They will call a
So Punxsutawney is going to take a timeout. We're going to take a quick timeout. This is Bradford Ellis Football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Ed? Welcome back to Bradford Ellis Football on WESB Sports. Punxsutawney just used their first timeout of the second half. Bradford down 50-7, 6:40 to go. And Punxsutawney trying to decide if they're going to punt the football or go for it in their own territory.
I mean, in all honesty, I think both coaches understand that both their backup slash JV teams are in. Why not let them go for it and see what they can do on a fourth down?
Yeah, why not? But they are going to go for punt. And I can't tell who's back to receive for Bradford. Port Allegheny up 27-14 over Central Clarion.
And their
punt is blocked by 75. And it's going to be recovered at the Owls' 17-yard line.
Block by number 75, Timothy Horick, the senior tackle.
He's going to get a stat line there for him. Good job, Timothy. So Bradford going to have excellent field position deep into Punxsutawney territory at their 18-yard line, it looks like they're going to call it. So
that's good news for
– that's going to be good news for our Toadies touchdown sweepstakes winner, which is Nicole Watson. So, again, Nicole, if they score, I'll score here. You're going to get a free value pack meal from Toadies Family Restaurant. If they don't score, don't sweat. You're going to get a free lunch special from Toji Substation. Penalty flag on the field.
Little confusion on the defense for Punxsutawney. Number 50 came running super, super late.
And that's 28 for – or 20 for Bradford. That's Max Galligan with the carry.
Yep.
Flag in the backfield, probably going to be a holding, but like I said, 9 out of 10 times it is.
No, it's going to be offside.
So that's the one. That's the 10% I was talking about.
From number 50 running from the sideline for Punxsutawney.
Yeah. It's a little substitution confusion. So Bradford gets a free 5 yards. Now going to be a second down and 5 for the Owls. Kern City up 35-28 against Dubois at the half. No score update there. Brockway up 28-6 over Red Bank Valley.
It's a little surprising.
Yeah, and Kane up 21-17 over Ridgeway. Bradford driving, though. And we're going to get a handoff to Bentley Evans, who's going to pick up 2 yards. And it's going to be third down and 3 for the Owls.
Yeah, it's a simple handoff to the left-hand side there. Not really able to get much going against the Punxsutawney. Even with their backups, they have a couple big boys in there.
Oh, yeah.
Number 59 coming up the field is a big boy for Punxsutawney.
Well, we're deep in farm territory down here. These kids wake up, they eat 13 eggs, probably a couple ostrich eggs.
Throw 27 bales of hay.
Yeah. Farm boys down
and then,
here.
And then go work out.
Yeah. So Bradford getting ready for the third and short. And
oh, I wish Lucas would have kept that.
Yeah, we're going to get a penalty flag. Looks like it might be a late hit or a horse collar. That was 24 for the Owls. That is Tevin Watkins with the carry.
Tevin Watkins. First time we've called his name. 5'7", 165-pound running back.
I have nothing but positive things. I know I said it in the first game when we had Andrew on with us. Tevin, the first year that he ever played football, he's with us with the Raptors, and one of the most timid, shy football players you've ever met. Didn't really like contact, and just as he's been growing up, he's just been getting more and more involved in physical. He's doing wrestling now, and now he's just a heck of an athlete all around, so I'm going to give my praise to Tevin.
Good.
So first down and goal at the 4-yard line. Nicole Watson is going to get that free value pack meal, and it's going to be looks like a keeper, and may have picked up a yard, a half a yard.
It's a quick little handoff to Bentley again.
Oh, is that the Bentley Evans?
Yes, sir.
All right, so second down and goal at the Punxsutawney 3/4-yard line. Depends on how you want to call it.
So Bradford's on the far left hash. You got all this green on the right-hand side. You're trying to run up the middle, which I understand, but at the
same
time,
fake handoff
you got Lucas
QB
Wallace.
Jet to the right, yeah. QB boot to the right.
You got one-on-one on the right-hand side.
We're going to get shotgun formation. Oh, we might be seeing that now. Wallace and shotgun. Here's motion. Nice go. And it's Lucas Wallace going to take off to the right.
He's got it.
He's
got
a land. Lucas Wallace in for the Owls touchdown. Lucas Wallace making the case for a Model T MVP player of the game.
Yeah.
Doing, making work on defense and now scoring a touchdown. So Lucas Wallace with the 3-yard touchdown run. What did you see there?
Yeah, like we said, just we had all this green grass on the right-hand side here on the far left hash. And going, Lucas took it out of shotgun, had two blockers in form of a wide receiver on the right-hand side there. And Lucas just waltzed in untouched, reaching out into the end zone for an easy Bradford touchdown.
Not enough men on the field, so Bradford's going to have to send out an extra guy. No worries, still got 18 seconds on the play clock. Get lined up for the extra point. Here's a snap. There's a hold. Kick is up, and it's blocked. So after the 3-yard touchdown by Lucas Wallace and the extra point, no good. Punxsutawney now leads 50-13. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw a 3-yard touchdown run by Lucas Wallace. Extra point was no good. And the Owls now down 50-13, but mainly all Owls here in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, they've definitely played with some more heart. This JV unit's playing well. Logan Kohler had that really inspiring run. I mean, they've been, granted, Punk C hasn't had their starters in, but take no credit away from anything that Bradford's done in the second half. They played much better.
Here's the kick by Double D Derek Dixon, and it's going to be returned at the 25-yard line by Punxsutawney. I don't know who that was.
Is that 21? Is that Bentley Evans?
Bentley Evans with, I think, he surpassed Logan Kohler there for the Love Toyota collision of the game. That was a big hit.
Yeah, I'll give it to him.
So, Bentley Evans, you are now the front runner for the Love Toyota collision of the game. All right, we're back. And we got to be thinking about our Model T and MVP player of the game, too. I think we have two names in mind right now. Obviously, Logan Kohler with the 19-yard touchdown run. And then Lucas Wallace, who's been doing everything from kick returns, the touchdown run there on defense, has been all over the place, playing a new position on defense, at cornerback or outside linebacker. Punxsutawney dropping back to pass, nowhere to go. Pocket collapses,
sacked.
And he's going to get sacked by.
Who's that? Can't quite tell the number yet. Five. William Newman with the sack.
William Newman with the sack, so the Chuck's going to lose 3 yards, and it's going to bring up a second down and 13, maybe a long 12. Just under 3 minutes and 5 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. And Punxsutawney is in no hurry to run any plays. And here comes a snap. Quarterback dropping back to pass, and he's going to find a wide open number 11. And he's got nothing but green grass. And that's going to be Teague Hetrick, which I'm assuming is a relative to the quarterback Hetrick. And that's going to be a 70-yard touchdown pass.
Wow.
And that's going to bring the score, Punxsutawney 56, Bradford 13, 2:41 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure who the Punxsutawney quarterback is at this particular point in time, but you got to give him credit. He threw it in the one spot offensively that you want to see him throw that ball because he had a corner right on his backside. His wide receiver had to adjust and turn up field a little bit on the throw, and that's exactly what he needed. He got the momentum going forward. And he runs in for a touchdown. 2-point conversion is good as well on a handoff to the left-hand side.
So, Punxsutawney 58, Bradford 13, 2:41 to go. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford. 98CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We just saw a 70-yard touchdown run by T. Katrick. Unsure of who the quarterback was. I think it was Braden Rooks at quarterback for the Chucks. So, and the two-point conversion was a handoff and good. So, now we have our score, Punxsutawney 58, Bradford 13. So Punxsutawney responded to the Owls touchdown. And Punxsutawney getting ready for kickoff. We have a late addition to the field, number 52.
Need one more than that.
And that's just some confusion. Here's the kick, and it's a big boo.
Big kick.
And that's going to go right into the end zone.
Another big kick right there.
And Tevin Watkins back to receive for the Owls. So, and another thing about Tevin, too, that I want to bring up. When we had him with the Raptors, played offensive line for us. And now he's doing kick returns.
The 5'7", 165-pound running back?
He hasn't grown any height-wise, but he has thinned out a lot. I think we can say that about Tevin. So Bradford going to take over at their own 20-yard line. Mercy rule still in effect. 2 minutes, 30 seconds to go here in the ball game.
Here we go, 2:27 to go. Bradford,
see if Lucas Wallace has some more magic in him.
Yeah, I think you got it. I'd like to see the cannon, because I know Luke has a cannon.
Cam, you have high praise for young Lucas Wallace.
I really do. One of the best leaders, one of the best players I've ever coached in football. And we're going to get carry by
Tevin
Watkins. He's going to pick up 3 yards. He's going to bring up a 2nd and 7, and we're just under 2 minutes to go here in the ball game.
Backups in the game.
Yeah, so what did – so sticking on Lucas, what did you see coaching him at the Raptor level?
Excellent leader. Best leader that you can ask for. Always plays with heart, plays inspired. One of the highest football IQs I've ever met. Match of my own, and such a good learner, too. Now we're going to get a handoff up the middle. Tevin Watkins again. And he's going to pick up another 2 yards, maybe 3 yards. They're going to bring up a 3rd down and 4 for the Owls. Now we're under a minute 30 to go.
That was Bentley Evans.
Oh, was that Bentley Evans?
Yes,
sorry.
About 1 minute and just want to give the proper credit where credit is due.
So now the Owl, I would take a shot here. Why not?
Yeah, let Lucas show off his arm a little bit. Would love to see just one deep shot. Corners are playing a little bit more shallow with his backup group.
You got the size matchup here.
Let him go for one.
24 in motion, and it's going to be a handoff right up the middle to 43. For the Owls, who is Roland Lipshine, who another former Raptor. He's not going to go anywhere. It's going to be 4th down and short, and we are just under 45 seconds to go here in the ball game. So Bradford does have to run another play.
This JV group that is in, see a lot of freshmen in this group.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of freshmen. Very young group. So this is definitely a good experience for them. Basically, essentially playing the entire fourth quarter.
Yes.
I mean, any in-game reps is always good reps, regardless of who you're going up against. Yep. So this is very, very beneficial for this JV group.
So I think Bradford, what they're going to do is they're going to call a timeout, and they're going to try to probably extend a punt and try to end the ball game. Oh, looks like the official just left the clock run
out.
The referee said no. So okay. We're going to call that ball game. And Punxsutawney is going to go on to win by a score of 58-13. And we will be back with our post-game show. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallic O'Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com.
Real estate is not a trend, it's a fact of life. Whether you're buying or selling a property, call a professional before you begin your journey. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy will take the time to provide you with the information you need to help you make the best real estate decision. Kathy has years of experience in the real estate market and can educate you in making the right choice. Her motto is, planning is key. Call Kathy Obermeyer with ERA Team VP Real Estate today to discuss your present or future plans. Call 814-368-3994.
When you need help on the road, like a flat tire, out of gas, jump start, lockout, or need a tow, even secure indoor storage for towed vehicles, remember this number, 814-331-3260. That's Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260. Save it in your phone because you never know. Flat tire, dead battery, need a tow, or if you're out of gas, Bud's got your back, 24/7. New business, same guy you know. Give Bud a call if you need a tow. And if you've had an accident, be sure to ask for him by name. Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. This is your Bradford Owls post game, and unfortunately, the Bradford Owls are going to fall to the Punxsutawney Chucks by a score of 58-13, where we kind of saw an onslaught here in the first half by Punxsutawney going up 43-0. So, and then obviously the second half, we saw a lot of the JV second stringers, whatever you want to call them. They got a lot of playing time here. So a lot of Owls there in the second half, and then Punxsutawney put the icing on the cake there with the final touchdown. It was a 70-yard touchdown pass from Rooks to Hetrick, and that's how we got the 58-13, our final score, Ryan. What did you see?
I mean, there's nothing that we saw that we hadn't already talked about. I mean, they were out physical in the trenches, really undisciplined when it came to tackling. They're trying to tackle high, tackle with their arms super extended, all things you're coached not to do, even at the midget peewee level. It's all about getting low, form tackling, and all that stuff. And it just wasn't shown here today. And I think Bradford actually had opportunities to stop a lot of these runs that Punxy was able to pull off, but just weren't able to tackle effectively. Not very, like I said, not very disciplined in their tackling. But give credit to Punxsutawney. I mean, they came in with a very solid game plan. They kept the ball out of Logan Kohler's hands for the most part, especially on returns. Didn't allow him to touch the ball at all, except I think he had one return for 12 yards.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, they had a game plan to keep it out of his hands as they should, because he's Bradford's most electric playmaker. And they executed their game plan offensively, I mean, perfectly. Really quiet day for the most part for Maddox Hetrick. We didn't even call his name a whole lot, but we didn't really have to.
Nope.
I mean, Bo Thomas and Logan Moore and Jordan Rutan did a ton of damage, and their quarterback wasn't really called on. The other guys that we said to watch out for and were going to be a problem proved to be a problem. And it's that's your recipe for disaster if you're playing a Punxsutawney team.
Yeah, and it's tough. And this is what's crazy. Even for a quiet game for Hetrick, he still had three touchdown passes. And I think he had over 100 passing yards. So, a quiet night like that. So, yes. Not the game that you want, but I'm not going to discredit Punxsutawney by any means. They are a heck of a football team. Like I said, I think they're one of the teams to watch out for in District 9. I think they can really compete with anyone. They, like I said, they just knocked off DuBois last week. They have the offense really to go against anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Punxsutawney, who moves to 3-0, and Bradford will fall to 1-2. And I want to tell you, Mr. Rymacki, how we got to the score of 58-13 with our scoring breakdown.
Let's hear it.
In the first quarter, we started out with a 3-yard touchdown run by Mr. Moore. Extra point was good. That brought it to 7-0 with 8:58 to go in the first quarter. And a lot of these were quick and three and outs pretty quickly for the Owls in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Next drive for Punxsutawney, it was a 28-yard touchdown pass from Hetrick to Bo Thomas. Extra point was good. That was 6:50 to go in the first quarter. With 2 minutes and 47 seconds to go in the first quarter, another 28-yard touchdown pass from Hetrick to Thomas brought the score to 21-0. And then we had the high snap in the almost in the first quarter over Giordano's head, and it ended up being a 30-yard fumble recovery touchdown for Zachary Blues. Extra point was good. 28-0 at the end of the first quarter. The second quarter comes, and we have a Rutan 2-yard touchdown run. Punxsutawney does go for two there with 10:21 to go in the second quarter. Brings it to 36-0. And then to kind of close out the first half for scoring, he had a 20-yard touchdown pass from Hetrick to Presloyd. Extra point was good, 43-0 at the end of the half. And then the third quarter, Rutan has a 19-yard touchdown run, extra point up and good. And that brought the score to 50-0. And then we had an 18-yard touchdown run by the Owls by Logan Kohler, who that's the one where he broke the tackle, ran over another guy, trucked another guy, got into the end zone. With 2:28 to go in the third, and the extra point was good for the Owls, brought the score to 50-7. And then in the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter, we had a 3-yard touchdown run with 3:53 to go by Lucas Wallace. Extra point was up, and that got blocked. And then backup quarterback for Punxsutawney, Rooks, had a 70-yard touchdown pass to Teague Hetrick. Extra point, they went for two there, and that's how we got to the final score, 58-13. And do you have some stats for us, Ryan?
Yeah, so the Owls finish on a more positive note in the second half, but overall not a super impressive offensive day. Logan Kohler finishes with 75 yards rushing and a touchdown with the aforementioned 12 return yards. Tommy Langdon ends up with 24 yards rushing, and, I mean, that's essentially it. Andrew Giordano had a small little scamper for 3 yards. Colton Miller ends up with maybe breaking even after having negative 6 yards in the first half. JV guys, we didn't really keep much track of in the end of the fourth quarter there, but they all ran hard. All those fresh legs came through and ran hard. But, I mean, defensively, Logan Kohler was all over the field. Same with Lucas Wallace.
Lucas was playing a new position, too.
Yeah.
He switched from safety to outside linebacker, which is a big jump.
Yeah, and the other name defensively that had a couple nice plays, especially in the open field, was Colton Miller. Had a really good game defensively for the most part. I mean, he was out there quite a bit, even with the starters and the JV team.
Yep.
So he played the majority of the game, but unfortunately just not enough physicality in the trenches, not enough firepower on offense to really put a dent into this lead that Punxsutawney built up in the first quarter.
So, Ryan, based off of what you said, who would you say, because we saw some big collisions by the Owls,
mm-hmm.
So what name do you have for our Love Toyota Collision Center collision of the game?
I'm going to give it to Mr. Bentley Evans for his tackle on, I believe it was a kickoff return?
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter?
Clock cleaning tackle, that's what we call it, though.
It was a big hit. The Punxy fans didn't like it.
No, they did not. but, a lot of booing there. But I'm clean hit.
Yeah. I was good with that.
And I'm going to mix it up this week because I do want to, like I said, we talked a lot about this certain player. Like I said, he's a starter on defense, and he is the backup quarterback. But I think that all around, like on defense, he played a heck of a game. And then when he came in at quarterback here in the second half, I thought he played really, really well. And so our Model T and MVP player of the game is going to be Lucas Wallace, who several tackles, playing a new position for the Owls, had a bunch of returns for the Owls, too, because they weren't kicking to Logan Kohler. And then he had the 3-yard touchdown run.
Mm-hmm.
So our Model T and MVP player of the game, Lucas Wallace, So congrats to Lucas on that. Excellent game, and not a knock to Logan Kohler, because we could give to Logan Kohler every week, but...
Yeah, it seems like it, yeah.
But yeah, I think we can give this one to Lucas this week.
Yeah.
On this one, I'm looking for next week, Ryan Mackey will be on the call, as I will be out, and we take the... you guys are going to take the trip down to Dubois.
To Dubois.
And you're going to... And the Owls are going to have a lot ahead of them there with a wing guard at quarterback. Dubois likes to score.
Yep.
So... That's looking ahead. I do want to give a shout-out to everyone who lets us do this. My partner, Carly Wood, your wife, Alicia, shout-out to them for letting us do this on Friday nights with the kids at home. Shout-out to Andrew Hammock, who did stats for us. That's big help for us, so we can call the game accurately on the field, or what we think is accurate.
Accurate as we can.
So, with that in mind, yeah, your Owls are going to fall to 1-2 on the season, and for... my broadcast partner, Ryan Mackey, my producer at the studio, Nick Youngs. I am Cameron Snodgrass, and this is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.